James Wiseman is leaving school to prepare for the NBA draft. His freshman season lasted only 3 games. He got a 12-game suspension from the NCAA for taking impermissible benefits. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott may not take any meaningful snaps in practice this week, but says he's good to go Sunday against the Eagles. Prescott has a right shoulder sprain. Buccaneers wideout Chris Godwin is out for Sunday's game against the Texans with a sore hamstring. Godwin is second in the NFL with more than 1,300 receiving yards. College football bowl season kicks off tomorrow. Utah coach Kyle Whittingham believes the playoff will eventually be expanded.
Well, I think it's inevitable. I don't think there's any way it won't happen. It's just a matter of when. And personally, you know, I think the next logical step is to get it to 8.
Kyle Whittingham on Golic and Wingo. Utah plays Texas in the Alamo Bowl on New Year's Eve. College basketball doubleheader on ESPN2 starting at 7 Eastern tonight. Wofford, after knocking off North Carolina, takes on number 4 Duke.
Don't let the big talk from the big wireless carriers fool you. Straight Talk Wireless runs on the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost. Get the unlimited plan with up to 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G for just $45 a month. No contract. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
KRZI Waco, K256 BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. The 3 o'clock hour is brought to you by Trane Heating and Air Conditioning.
If you're complaining on National Signing Day, then you really have issues, just for the record. Like, if you're complaining about commitment videos, you know, I got people complaining at me about... meanwhile, our creative team's going to go viral. I mean, literally, like, we're going to go viral for a positive thing at Baylor. And there's going to be people complaining. Not all of them. Some people love it and get it. Some people are going to complain. If you're complaining on National Signing Day, then you're just not truly one of us, because there's recruits are reading what you're writing. They're watching it. And I just think, you know what? Since I've been here, there's been a certain group of people that have never really been too excited about anything we've done, from the coaches I've hired to the people I've recruited to the uniforms that we had to anything. But they certainly are excited to put the 11 wins up. I don't worry about that. I worry about the people that have always been supportive. I worry about the people that are excited. I worry about the people that have our back, the people that came to the championship game, the people that will be at the bowl. I worry about the true fans. I mean, we know what we're doing. I mean, we've built a roster from, you know, the edge of collapse. And this might be our best group yet.
Live from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, this is You Make the Call on ESPN Central Texas. Here's David Smoak and Paul Catalina.
How about the Mark Panthers? They do it again. 13th state championship game appearance, and for the first time ever, last year back-to-back, among their great history and tradition. And now they go 3 in a row. We'll hear from head coach Kevin Hoppin right after the game was over. And also more about this, the 25-20 win against Hamlin. And they were down early, 14-6, and gave up a big long run, and a guy outraced Mart. How often have you seen that happen?
Yeah, and I thought at the beginning of the game, I was on my way over to Baylor, so I was kind of following along, and it looked like it was going to be a shootout. I thought this game was going to wind up in this 42-40 kind of a thing, and 25-20, the Mart defense really clamped down. Of course, they gave up that touchdown late, but and Rodrell Freeman, he's a player now. He's something else. 156 plus yards. I don't know how many, because he had a couple carries at the end of the game to run at the clock, but 3 touchdowns. Kevin Hoffman does it again. Death taxes in the Mart Panthers.
Yeah, I know. 308 yards rushing. Hamlin at 379 yards of total offense, much more even. But in the end, Mart converts 7 of 11 third downs, and Hamlin converts 8 of 14. So, I mean, it's a hell of a game. Time of possession was pretty close. Mart, 3 takeaways. 3. And they beat Hamlin 25-20, third consecutive state championship. Hey, one other note. Baylor women's volleyball semifinal, Final Four up in Pittsburgh. They play today at 6 o'clock against Wisconsin. Paul Catalina sat down with consensus All-American defensive lineman James Lynch.
No, unanimous.
Unanimous.
Yes.
Yeah, James Lynch, defensive lineman from Baylor, who's racked up so many awards. It's insane. And Paul Catalina had a chance to visit with him earlier today. We're going to have that in about 15 minutes. The consensus, unanimous, All-American defensive lineman James Lynch, who really, if you think about it, was one of those first classes that Matt Rhule signed, and he was headed to Southern Cal. And you can see he's that good. He could have been headed to any of the Blue Bloods. And also, yes, Paul did ask him about his future. And his answer was, so James Lynch, Matt Rhule, Baylor football process.
Yes, he said that he's not really thinking about it right now, that I think the line that stood out to me was, I'm thinking that we just lost the Big 12 championship and we have our seniors don't deserve that. So right now I'm just I've got to focus on Georgia because we've got them and they're going to come out firing.
There's Dak Prescott news. He was today limited. He's going to play against Philadelphia. It would be rare that the Cowboys don't have a starting quarterback that's available no matter what. It's other teams you wonder. He's going to play. He's not feeling great.
No, I mean,
he's hurting.
And since Tony Romo started falling apart, they've been very lucky with this. And eventually, look, and maybe that's why we haven't seen Dak running all that much. Maybe he's been hurting. Again, you only have so many hits in you every year and over your lifetime, so you never know. And I that could be part of this. He's going to play. How effective? It's his throwing shoulder. So if it's bothering him, it'll be interesting to watch.
We'll have Mickey at 4:30 to discuss this more. Jason Garrett saying that he's progressing along, but he did not go through any of the passing or throwing portion of today's practice. And again, there's still time left before they play Philadelphia on Sunday. So that's kind of a nugget to look at going forward as well. Here is Mark Panthers, head football coach. We've had Kevin on. Paul, Craig, everyone, we've had him on before. He's a very emotional man. He's a really good football coach. And here's Kevin Hoffman with Fox Sports Southwest.
Coach Hoffman, you're fighting back tears. What does this moment mean for you and for your community?
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Just to get here and win one is amazing. To win three in a row. But just puts this team and this town in places that there are only a few schools. And then on top of that, you know, the three straight state championships for this team and this group, these last few years, you know, my seniors of 2017, my seniors of 2018 were a big part of this. They laid the groundwork for these kids. And then for this to be state championship number 8 for this town, I mean, it goes to all the people, all the players, all the people that had anything to do with this football program, you know, for the last 100 years. And, you know, hopefully this will pave the way for, you know, for all the young ones, you know, in future. So I'm emotional. I wish my mom and dad were here. So it is what it is. I can't help it.
This game was different than your previous state championship games. You saw a lot of grit, a lot of fight from your young men. Describe, they were down 8 points at one point and came back.
Well, you know, 2 years ago we were down 14 in the first 3 minutes. We've been down this year, and, you know, our non-district schedule sets us up for something like this. We lost some really good teams, you know, Refugio winning the state championship. Coach Herring, his group of coaches and players, we've become pretty good friends. And, you know, he wished me well. But, you know, I don't know what to say. It's amazing that with basically three seniors on this team and a team full of, you know, young babies, that they pull this off and they got grit and they never quit. And sure, they had their heads down at the, you know, in the beginning when we got behind. And because, you know, they don't get behind very often. But, you know, they kept fighting and they stuck with it. And we told them, just trust it, trust us, and we're going to try to do what we think's best for this team. And, you know, my coaching staff, they do a wonderful job. And, you know, I get all the credit, but, you know, my coaching staff and these kids deserve all the credit. You know, we tell them, you know, we can draw up the X's and O's and scheme up everything. But, you know, down here on the goal line in the fourth quarter a couple times, you know, it comes down to the players. And this whole, you know, this comes down to players. So congratulations to the 2019 three-time state champions.
There you go. There you go. Kevin Hoppin, head football coach at Mark, 25-20 win against Hamlin. Hamlin's good now. And in fact, if you have the various Pigskin Prep and others that have, then Hamlin was a slight favorite in that game, which is, you know, we even said that. When we were done, what? And so, but they're, nice, they're really good.
Yeah,
they're really
playing good. Up a class yeah. and all that stuff. And
so 25-20, Mart beats Hamlin. And the next game is Grandview trying to go back-to-back. They play, in fact, a game that's going to kick off. It's a little bit late because that first game ran a little long as they'll meet unbeaten Pottsboro. Tonight, it's Gunner and Paul Pewitt as the two 3A games, Division I and Division II. Mart playing today and La Vega playing tomorrow, that 11 o'clock kick against Carthage for the 4A Division I state championship. All right, again, women's volleyball for Baylor, number one ranked team. I saw where Coach McGuire was named the National Coach of the Year, number one ranked seed in the tournament. Wisconsin tonight in Pittsburgh. And this thing's sold out now. This is a major big-time event that has been run by Stanford, Penn State. Texas has been good forever. Of course, Baylor had to beat them the second time around. Nebraska and some of the Big Ten schools.
Yeah.
And so Baylor's there with Wisconsin. The other part of the bracket, the four, is Stanford against Minnesota. All right? Now, when we come back, Paul Catalina sat down, and thanks to Taylor Bryan and Rachel Caton for this, with Jane Blinch, the unanimous, I mean across the board. Craig brought up a stat. He put up a stat yesterday about the unanimous. The last time they had a consensus was Corey Coleman and Spencer Drangle. This was means he's across the board on every single team named. That's crazy. There's got to be one that overlooks him. I mean, you're talking about the kid from Auburn. You have Chase Young from Ohio State. The kid from Utah that's really good.
Yeah.
The South Carolina, what's the dad, was a football player.
And here's
Kinlaw, I think. Not Kinlaw.
And Smokey, you and I voted in the football writers one. I'm in the football writers. You're in the football writers, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, so we're both in the football writers. And these things are not easy to vote in, and it's easy to overlook somebody, just one person. When you list, so say you've got to just put defensive linemen, and it's different, and everyone has their own different parameters. You know, sometimes people just want offensive linemen and defensive linemen, not specific to end and tackle. So then you have to deal with that, and then people value things different ways. So it shows you how much James Lynch stood out, because in these amalgamation of All-American teams, there's different little things that could have left him out of one, and they didn't.
You could have regional bias.
Mm-hmm.
That can happen. And that just goes to show you how much they were on the radar that he went across the board as an All-American. We'll have James Lynch with Paul Catalina in a moment. Here's the rest of the show today. William Lee Martin, a comedian, will join us in studio today. He's in Waco for an event at the Hippodrome. Also, Mickey Spagnola, 4:30. Navy defensive coordinator Brian Newberry played at Baylor, a connection to their 10-2 team as they beat Army last week. What was it, 31-7? Paul had a conversation with him. That's today, and we are going to re-rack yesterday's conversation with Baylor head coach Matt Rhule about not just National Signing Day, but some truth serum, spitting fire, and maybe an eye-opener for some of you that just want to bitch about something, Baylor. I had to say it. This is ESPN Central Texas.
December is a time for reflection, family, mistletoe, and eggnog. It's also the best time to buy your new Kia at University Kia. The holiday sticker sales event is going on right now, and University Kia is making your wish list a reality. Naughty or nice, everyone who buys a new Kia in stock will receive a $500 Visa gift card, and that's on top of already great savings. Happy holidays from University Kia. University Kia, you'll enjoy our way of doing business. University-Kia.com.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
This is the Big Finish. It's the Big Finish event at Allen Samuels. Employee Pricing Plus is back. You pay what we pay. Plus, you keep all the rebates. New 2019 Ram Lone Stars. Get employee pricing plus up to $9,750 in rebates. And 0% for 60 or 1.9 for 72 financing is available. Employee Pricing Plus during the Big Finish event at Allen Samuels.
Come by. Let's be friends.
This is the Big Finish. It's the Big Finish event at Allen Samuels. Employee Pricing Plus is back. You pay what we pay. Plus, you keep all the rebates. Save thousands on new 2019 Jeep Cherokees or Jeep Grand Cherokees. Get employee pricing. Plus, keep up to $4,750 in rebates. Employee Pricing Plus during the Big Finish event at Allen Samuels.
Come by. Let's be friends.
The Oklahoma State Cowboys take on the Texas A&M Aggies. Head to NRG Stadium December 27th to make some big-time memories at the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl. Tickets are on sale now. Call 832-667-2390 or visit AcademyTexasBowl.com today.
It's the truck days of Christmas at Pickup Outfitters.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a gift card to win truck nudity.
This song contains all the specials from Pickup Outfitters during the truck days of Christmas.
Two fender flares.
And a gift card to win truck nudity.
That's right. Every day, a new special on truck accessories at Pickup Outfitters.
Three lift kits.
But we're not going to make you listen to the entire song to hear the entire list of specials. We've conveniently listed all of our specials on our website, createacommotion.com/truckdays.
8 ranch hand grill guards.
7 locking bed covers.
Or you can just call us. Or come by. But if you must, and you're really into awful Christmas parody songs, then go to our website, createacommotion.com/truckdays, to hear the entire song or see the list. Pickup Outfitters of Waco. And now in the public interest, we will end this song.
That's a lot of stuff.
A championship decision is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. Their 94% first-time fix rate leaves their Compeer Service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 254-772-1600. That's UBO Business Services.
Baylor defensive lineman James Lynch with us here on ESPN Central Texas. And just announced, I saw this come down on Twitter, unanimous All-American, the 10th player in Baylor history to earn the honor. James, that has got to be something to hear and to experience. What has this season been like for you when it comes to those things, the first teams and all that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously seeing those things kind of attached to my name is kind of a dream come true. You always see these All-Americans, these great players that you see as a kid because I've watched football my whole life. So, I mean, it's pretty amazing, but I feel like the best part has been able to just have my brothers with me and we're having fun on the field, which is what's fun for me.
You guys have really all bought into the process. And for most people, it was a bit of a longer journey because you don't know what you're getting into with the new coaching staff or all that. But since you were one of Coach Rule's first signees, you obviously bought in right at the beginning. What was it about him right at the beginning when you heard him say, you know, process and development and all these things that sound boring and aren't flashy, but really, really pay off?
Yeah, the way he talks and the way he is, I mean, anybody can see in any type of interview or whenever he's just talking, it's just people are just drawn to him and you naturally just want to, like, just look him in the eyes and just listen to what he's saying. And it was kind of hard the first year, you know, whenever you're 1-11 and you keep doing these things over and over and over. But you can just tell in the way that they talk and the way they've done things, and they did it at Temple and it worked, and we knew if we just trusted it and just kept listening, eventually it'd pay off, and we've finally got to where we can keep getting better now.
I'm curious about one thing about you, and it is you have a knack, and I may have asked you this in a press conference once before, but you seem to have a knack for making big plays in big moments, which is not something that everybody has. That was cute for you guys. Now your time is over. We're going to get the ball back kind of plays. Big sacks on third downs or big plays after, you know, gains for the other offense. Is that something, is that something you can quantify that you understand, or is it just you kind of just get up for the big moments?
I feel like we have our saying, because we've been training in any type of situation, you fall back on your training. So I wouldn't say that I look for the big moments. It's really just playing football, and when my opportunity comes, I try not to waste it and make the best of it. So whenever, if it's either me or Locke or anybody on our defense, if they get the chance, I know that they'll take it. So if I got mine, I'll just try and take it.
This defense has been so fantastic this year, and I remember Coach Rhule saying 2 years ago that Coach Snow's defense is really hard to learn. Was there ever a moment that you felt that the light went on and you got it?
I would say not like a light, but it's just gradually as you do it every single day and you study the film and the tape and also just the playbook. As you become older, you just learn also. What we do in our defense is we also learn the offense, so being able to see what they're doing helps us understand what we have to do. So whenever you get older, and as a younger guy, it's a little tough at first, but whenever you see that it works, and if you just listen to Coach Snow, because they're geniuses, they know everything about football, and it makes it a lot easier whenever you know it works. So getting in the playbook isn't really that hard. It's just you just got to do it.
What is it like talking football with Phil Snow on that level of getting ready for a game?
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever be at his level. Obviously, he's pretty experienced, but you can ask him anything about any level or whatever, whoever we're going against. He has an exact answer, and he knows exactly what he's talking about. It's actually really impressive. My whole family loves football. My dad, if he ever got the chance, I'm sure he'd love to pick his brain just because of all the things he's seen and all the things that he knows.
What has Joey McGuire meant to this defense?
I feel like it's not even just his defense, it's just the whole team. He's just a fireball. Anytime that it's been a hard practice and everybody's kind of moping around, you can always expect to hear him yelling, just trying to get us fired up in four games, and he's really made us appreciate each other and love each other and want to go out and play.
Is the fire he brought, because I know he's the turnover guru or the turnover coach, whatever you want to say, is it almost not even the technique that you guys were already learning, but the fire that he brings that got those turnovers to the next level this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny. We'll get a text every single day, a couple texts every day about a picture of one of us with an interception or fumble recovery. And he's just reminded us, like, just to keep hitting that rock, and then eventually it'll pop out and you'll get it. So it's really just him just putting it in our brain and making it like a habit to make sure we try and get that ball out. So whenever you have that every single day, even when we're not practicing, we don't have meetings, you get a text about it, just always thinking about it. So we try and take it to the field.
You set the school record for sacks, and you guys only rush three people most of the time. Now, granted, there's, you know, sometimes a blitzer sneaking in there or something like that, but most of these sacks that you've gotten this year come when you guys are rushing three. You got good coverage on the back end, and it's forced people into making some mistakes and all that. But can you kind of explain to people how hard it is to get a sack when you're only rushing three dudes?
And a lot of defense, it's very hard, but with our defense, the way we work is we try and disguise and make people confused and have our linebackers walk around and even us walk around, and then having B-Roy and Locke taking up blockers, giving me the easiest way to the quarterback. It really hasn't been hard for us. It's been fun for us. That's why our defense, I feel like, has been playing so well, because we're having fun with each other, because I know if I don't get the right rush, I know everybody behind me is like covering whoever they got to cover. So I just know everybody's doing their job, and it makes it a lot easier for all of us.
How tight are the three of you, Locke and B-Roy?
Oh, you can't even explain. It's kind of funny. During games or in practice and stuff, we do certain calls or whatever. We just wink at each other or just do like little tiny subtle things. And you can tell we just play off each other because we've been here for so long. We love each other. We try and make sure that we get our stuff right. And on Saturdays or whatever day we play, we try and bring it.
I was told by several people that you were initially recruited by several schools to be a guard. Now, I think that you would be one heck of a guard, James, but you have that defensive mindset. Was that one of the things you were looking for, was somebody to tell you that, no, you're not a guard, you're a defensive lineman?
Yeah, I feel like it's just my family as well all played defense, so I've always just had like a passion for playing defense. And anybody that gave me the opportunity, I was just going to take it. And whenever Coach Will came and talked to me and he told me what he wanted and it coincided with what I wanted, then it clicked and it's been perfect. So I can't complain at all.
So I've often been told that defense is a mentality. To play good defense, you have to have kind of that defensive mentality. Are you saying that yours is a bit genetic?
You could say that. I mean, I was born with a football in my hand, so I've been around it my whole life, and I've been taught all offenses are this game is an offensive game, and O-linemen are this and only that. So it's been fun for me to be able to play defense, and my family obviously is very proud, so it's fun for me.
All right, James, I know you probably haven't talked about this so much, but you do have a decision about your future to make coming up about, you know, do you stay for another year? Do you go to the NFL? How far along are you in those thoughts, and when will you really get into it?
To be honest, I'm not really in those thoughts right now, because what really is on my mind is the fact that we just lost the Big 12 championship and our seniors deserve more than that. So we got to try and go out and win the Sugar Bowl. And then after that, whatever happens, happens. I haven't really put much thought to it at all, because we got a great team in Georgia and we got to make sure we're ready for them, because they're going to come out firing.
You guys are one of the most close-knit teams that people can see. And what you just said there was kind of an example of that. Was it easier this year, now that you're in the third year, to police the, this is not about I, this is about we in this team?
I would say it's always been like that, but I do feel this year that our team has been closer, because everyone we have is bought in and we're all trying to get to the same goal. And even the young guys, that we're trying to bring them along, but we have a lot of older guys now just leading the way, from senior, junior, even some sophomores that have been playing, just trying to help the young guys, and all of us just trying to just do this thing together and do it the right way.
For a kid who grew up with a football in his hand, like you said, the Sugar Bowl must be kind of a bucket list game to play in. Is that way for you?
Oh, yes, of course. The Sugar Bowl, I've always known the Sugar Bowl. Playing in the Sugar Bowl is unreal, and I can't believe that I have the opportunity. And like I was saying, we got to make sure we don't let it slip and take the best shot we can at it.
How big is it to be out of state? I know last year was just about getting to the bowl game, but to be in a bowl game, out of state, national stage, how big is that just for the enjoyment of this team to get to experience that?
It's going to be awesome. I mean, you can't. I mean, we haven't been there yet, so I can't explain what's going to happen. But, I mean, I just know that we're going to enjoy it together, and we know it's our last ride with these seniors, so we're going to try and do it the right way, and hopefully we come out with a W.
All right, last question before I let you go. How much fun has this season been for you guys?
I mean, it's been awesome. Even just like today we have practice. I mean, whenever we're together, anytime for the offense, defense, the whole team, and especially for me, for our defense to be together, it's just, I can't even put it into words of how fun it is to be around, like, all of them. Meetings, outside of games, after games, even if we lost, like, you just feel that love, and then you can't really replace that. And that's why I find football is just a different sport to me. It's just the locker room and the way we do things is just different. And, I mean, it's an awesome feeling to know that I got these guys for the rest of my life.
That is unanimous All-American James Lynch, defensive lineman from Baylor, the first team in the American Football Coaches Association, the AP, the Sporting News, the WCFF, and the Football Writers Association. James, congratulations on that, and thanks for sitting down with me today.
Thank you.
ESPN Central Texas.
Honey, look what I found in the attic.
Oh, wow.
Hi, my name is Teddy Rexford.
It still works. Oh, my first iPod, it held 1,000 songs.
I wanted one of those.
Well, you know what I want this year?
This holiday season, get all the tech you want with the savings you want at Nissan's year-end sales event. Get in today and save big on Rogue with available Safety Shield 360 technologies. Now, save up to $3,000 or get 0% financing for 60 months on the 2020 Nissan Rogue. Shop ChooseNissan.com. Hurry, offers end soon. Nissan, innovation that excites.
For well-qualified buyers, $3,000 on 2020 Rogue consists of $2,500 cash back and $500 holiday bonus cash. $1,667 per month per 1,000 financed for 60 months on 2020 Rogue. Must finance through NMAC. Take delivery from new dealer stock. Safety Shield 360 technologies available on 2020 Rogue SV SL Platinum trims. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details. Offers end 1-220.
Hey, are you looking for a great place for lunch one day? Someplace, you know, maybe it's a little small, you know, kind of a nice vibe to it you haven't tried before. Well, how about you try Shorty's Pizza Shack? I was on a conference call with Kyle from Shorty's, Shorty himself, and Baby Shorty, and she had a lot to say on the conference call. She was really, I tell you, she was more involved than I expected a kid who's just barely 3 months old to have. I mean, she had a lot of opinions about pizza. She is enthusiastic, just like her dad is. My gosh. And it was fantastic. But one of the things that Shorty would want me to know, Baby Shorty, and Kyle would want me to let you know, is Shorty's is just the best. It's amazing pizza. It's delicious. I took my nephews there the other night. They had a great time. I think my 13-year-old nephew really enjoyed hanging out with all college girls. He won't say that out loud, but I could tell by the grin on his face, but they loved the pizza. Leo, my younger nephew, loved, I mean, they have root beer in bottles, which made him like he felt like he was the king of the entire planet. And plus, the food's fantastic. Not just the pizza. The chicken wings are some of my favorite things in the world. Shorty's Pizza Shack at 12th and Bagby. Going in for lunch, two slices and a drink for $5.95. You can't beat that deal. And they've got great specials all day, every day. There's different things, no matter whether it's drink specials, food specials, unreal stuff. Great atmosphere, great vibe at Shorty's. Go on in, tell them I sent you by. Shorty's Pizza Shack at 12th and Bagby.
The holidays are upon us, and it is the season of giving. Now is your chance to give double with D'Amore Fine Jewelers. From now until Christmas Eve, D'Amore Fine Jewelers will donate a generous portion of each purchase directly to Toys for Tots. So shop this holiday season at your local family-owned D'Amore Fine Jewelers and give the gift of Christmas to a child in need. At D'Amore Fine Jewelers on West Waco Drive.
At Community Bank and Trust, the term mobile community refers to all of our banking platforms. Online banking, mobile apps, mobile browser banking, even voice banking. No matter what device you're on, you'll be able to complete any banking function. We've taken customer account access and convenience to the next level with Community Bank and Trust. Enjoy state-of-the-art banking anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
Enjoy comfort that's built to last with the new Trane heating and cooling system. At Trane, they test so it runs. For a limited time, you can get a great deal on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit traneinfo.com to find your local dealer. That's traneinfo.com. It's hard to stop a Trane.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Brought to you by Glove Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton, where they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country. Baylor defensive lineman James Lynch became a unanimous first-team All-American today. He's the 10th player in Baylor history to do so. Earlier, I spoke with Lynch about his plans for possibly entering the NFL draft after this season.
To be honest, I'm not really in those thoughts right now, because what really is on my mind is the fact that we just lost the Big 12 championship and our seniors deserve more than that, so we got to try and go out and win the Sugar Bowl, and then after that, whatever happens, happens. I haven't really put much thought to it at all, because we got a great team in Georgia, and we got to make sure we're ready for them, because they're going to come out firing.
Lamar Panthers claimed their third straight state title and eighth overall with a 25-20 win over Hamlin. Rodrell Freeman had over 150 yards rushing and three touchdowns. Grandview's trying for their second straight title right now against Plattsboro.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
All right, you heard it there in SportsCenter. Mart defeats Hamlin 25-20, their eighth state title, their third in a row. That is unbelievable, and it has become death, taxes, and the Mart Panthers, they just win. And Hamlin, man, they put up a fight. They really did. Jumped out to an early lead, turned it over, ball, you know, Mart gets the ball. Mart didn't score 25-20. Not as much scoring as I thought would be, Gary. I thought there'd be a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, Hamlin, when they came out running the ball, that big number 15, Mart was having trouble with him, but they apparently they got the game, you know, put a game plan together, and it turned into a defensive battle, and Mart just prevailed in the end.
Yeah, they did, and great for them. Congratulations to Kevin Hoffman. Just an absolute, you heard how emotional he was, if you heard earlier. You're about to hear how emotional he was again. It carried over a little bit into the post-game press conference. Here's the post-game press conference. It is Coach Kevin Hoffman, Clydarian Campbell, the defensive MVP. He's just a sophomore. Rodrell Freeman, the offensive MVP, just a junior. Chris Bledsoe and Tony Sanchez, both are senior linemen. Here is the post-game press conference. R. Lark Smith was there.
We're joined here with Mart High School head coach Kevin Hoffman. Coach, if you'll introduce your five student athletes.
This is quarterback Kyler Martin, linebacker Tony Sanchez, senior, another senior Chris Bledsoe, and then our sophomore Clydarian Campbell, and junior number 10 Rodrell Freeman.
Questions from the floor.
Coach, I saw your first game, your scrimmage against West in Waco Connolly. This is a completely different team than then. Talk about that growth.
Well, when you lose the past two senior classes that we lost in 2017 and 2018, there were some talented kids that graduated from that group, those two groups. And then we knew that basically we got three starters coming back. We're going to be really young. We only have five seniors total and six juniors, so that's only 11. So we had to fill the other spots with someone. And so when we looked at our roster and everything, we basically ended up with 14 sophomores, starting seven of them on defense and five sophomores on offense. So, and the scrimmages and, the non-district schedule that we play, we do that for a reason. And, we went through some trying times, losing three games in our non-district schedule. But, that's by design. We want to put these seniors and juniors have been through it, and they know. But these, sophomores, they're not used to this. And, they won in junior high, and they won as freshmen, and, played last year in five of the six playoff games, but they were all blowouts. And so they hadn't had to really face anything like that. So we want to put them put their feet in the fire and see if they can handle it. And, we went through some trying times, and I got a few more gray hairs from it, but, these kids have come out the other side, and they believe in what we're trying to do, and this shows, and it's just unbelievable that we were able to get back here for a third time with this young group. But these seniors and the few juniors that we have carried these young kids, and said this is the way we do things. So you either get on board or you get gone, and they've all bought in, and they trust what we're doing.
Coach, last Friday night you talked about how relieved you were when clock hit zeros. Same thing tonight. I mean, when Kyler recovers the onside kick and then you're able to run out the clock.
Yeah, those semifinal rounds, they're so brutal that if you don't win them, you're just so close to getting here. And if you don't win that game, it's just like a punch in the gut. But to get here, basically all the pressure's off. You've gotten here, so now just go out and play. And then for us to, recover the onside kick and be able to run out the clock. And then, my emotions, I kind of lost it there a little bit. But, that's because, again, I said last week that, I lived my life through these kids. 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, and everything that I try to do and everything that I believe in is to help and do what's best for these kids. And I know they believe and they trust in me, and they know I love them and vice versa. So I'd do anything in the world for them, and they know that. And so, and then there's some other things. My mother and father passed away, and, they've been gone for a while, and they haven't been able to see any of this. And so me and my sister and brother, we miss them. Wish they were here.
Kyler, can you talk about, they've got an onside kick. If they recover it, they've got all the momentum in the world in 2 minutes. What were you thinking before the play? What were you thinking after the play?
Nothing at all. I knew my job. It was easy. Just catch the ball.
Clyde Dorian, can you talk a little bit about the pick six? It looked like you were kind of following the quarterback's eyes a little bit and was able to bait him a little bit and come with that.
That's exactly what I did. I knew that he was going to go try and throw the 15, and I baited him to throw it straight to him, and I picked it up around. That's all I could do.
Good coach, this was Hamlin's first time to come to the state championship. Were you surprised at all the way they came out?
No, not surprised at all. I've heard about Hamlin. Obviously we've never cross paths, but I've heard about Hamlin for years and knew that what kind of kids they had, and tough, hard-nosed kids, and we didn't play very well today, but I think that had more to do with Hamlin than it did with us. They're physical, they're big, strong. I mean, shifty. I mean, it's hard to tackle them. Hamlin's going to be back here. They got a great group of kids, and I can see them coming back here for years to come.
Quadrill, you guys don't usually get to play a lot of games like this except in the non-district. What was the battle like out there for you guys today, and how satisfying is it to come away after a win like that?
We have to play hard every down, 1-0 every week. That's what we have to do. Montreal, you've played like 45 high school games now. You've been involved in three championship games. It's getting old. It isn't getting old yet, is it?
48.
It's hard to answer that question. But it been a goal since I was in like second grade to go 4 years back to back. It's three, and I got one more to go.
Coach, for those, you mentioned this week those freshmen that played in the fourth quarter of the state championship game last year, and obviously you put them out there because the game's out of hand, but tonight, I mean, it was a battle right to the end. How was your team able to kind of make that adjustment from a blowout last year to a battle this time around?
Well, they believe and they trust and they know that they're not going to beat everybody like that, you know. And again, it goes back to our non-district schedule, you know. We lost to Franklin. We lost to Holland. We lost to Refugio. We played those guys, you know, four quarters. We had a chance in every one of them. You know, in the fourth quarter, we were in the game with a chance to win. And it was there were things that we did that cost us to lose those games, you know. But there were also – it has to do with the Franklin and the Holland and the Refugio. You know, they made us they showed us what, you know, our mistakes and the things that we needed to work on. And so the things that we were doing well, we tried to continue to get better at those things. And the things that, you know, that they exposed us in some areas, so we, you know, went to work on those things. You know, and again, it those things early, and then today's game was just like those games. But the difference is now we've gone through, instead of week two and week three and week four with a bunch of sophomores, now we're in week 16, and they've grown up through all of those things. And so when we got behind, you know, you could see a little bit in their eyes that, you know, what's going on here? We're not supposed to be like this. But they stay the course, and they believe, and they understand, and they listen, you know, in the timeouts and at halftime to make a couple of small adjustments. But, you know, the bottom line is that we're going to do what we do offensively and defensively. And, you know, we just want to out-execute and just – be physical. And so, you know, one of those touchdowns that long run on second long, that was my fault. I talked Coach Martin into calling something on defense that we hadn't really done a whole lot of, and so I put that on me.
Coach, when Rodrell gets off to that big start, how does it affect the way that other teams try to defend guys?
Rodrell is, I mean, I'm glad he's on our team. I mean, Rodrell's, we're gonna hand him the ball. We're gonna snap him the ball. We might throw him the ball. You know, Rodrell's our bell cow. I mean, everybody knows that. I mean, you can look at him, but you know, he's gonna do everything we ask, as hard as he can do it. And then, you know, these other guys, you know, that run the football, Kyler, Clyderi, and also Keyshawn and some of those other guys that run the football, you know, they understand that they might not get as many touches, but they're going to get their opportunity, whether it's three or four times or seven or eight times, and they know that when they get it, they need to make the most of it. You know, but I can't, you know, none of these guys, these skill guys, can do what they do without our offensive linemen. You know, and Chris Bledsoe and Tony Sanchez are two seniors on our offensive line, and we're gonna miss those guys next year. But you know, they're gonna go off with the other two classes that we lost, and they're gonna come back, and they're gonna tell the young guys that this is how we do things. But one thing that these three seniors can do is they've separated themselves from any other group that's ever come through Mart, Texas. All right. Last year it was the only group to go back to back, and now these three guys are a part of a group that's won three in a row, and so they've set themselves apart from the great 99 state championship team that everybody says is the best that's ever come through there, and they might be the single season best team that's ever come through there, but we're the three-time state champions, and we're already talking about number four.
Kyler, does it hype up your guys' offense when Rodrell's getting hit by four or five guys and just keeps going?
Oh, yes, sir. It does a lot. Just to see somebody that can keep going after getting hit four times is inspiring.
Chris, can you speak to, you know, when you guys were down eight, where the guys' heads were at that point, and then also winning three in a row and getting there like we talked about earlier this week?
I just had to speak inspiring words to my teammates and get their heads where what they needed to be.
What were those words?
I don't know if I can say it. There's a lot of cameras.
Coach, they mentioned that.
some of those things are locker room stuff. So,
two more questions.
Coach, they mentioned the pick six, and obviously, but y'all had four big turnovers. Y'all forced all of which kind of changed the momentum at different times. How important were those to kind of get you guys the momentum back and allow y'all to hold on?
Well, you know that. I've always believed in my 29 years of coaching that, number one, you need to be able to run the football. And number two, you need to be able to stop the run. And then number three, you need to win the turnover battle. I mean, there's no secret to the success of football teams. If you can run the ball and beat people up and make them like it and they can't stop you, and then you can do that on the other side on defense, and, the turnovers are going to come. And like Clyde Darien said on the pick six, you know, we've repped that all week, and we told them that they're going to run that route and they're going to do this, and he's going to come out here, and you got to bait that quarterback into throwing that ball there. It's a kind of a sprint out, and it's one of those things that you tell your quarterbacks to never to do is to throw late back across the middle. But he kind of threw across his body, and he never saw Clyde Darien. And so, but we've repped that and worked on it, and during practice this week, we did the same things.
Clyde Darien, it seems the most of the game you were assigned to cover number 15. Have you ever had to cover somebody that runs 280 or so?
Besides my defensive coach, Coach Honeycutt, no, I've never seen anybody that big in my life.
Coach Honeycutt's our one of our defensive line coaches, and he's about 6'3", about 280. And so this week he played the role of number 15.
We'll take one more question.
Rodrell, when you start getting in a rhythm out there, especially after that first touchdown, do you start getting in a mode where you feel like nobody can stop you?
It really just started off with the line. When the line started blocking, I started going, filling the holes, hitting the holes hard, all that.
Rodrell don't say much.
All right, that's the March State Championship game post game. Thanks to Lark Smith from our station for being there. Earlier we heard from Kevin Hoffman right after the game was over in his interview with Fox Sports Southwest. Lark there covering the game for us, and he'll be up there covering quite a bit as the next game is underway. Grandview and Pottsboro tied at 7 apiece. Grandview scored. There was a review on a play at the goal line. It counted 7-7 Pottsboro and Grandview.
By the way, count me as a person who I'm glad they're using it to try it out and see it in the state championship game, but please count me as a person who would vote against it ever coming past that.
High school football?
Yeah. Just the championship game's fine. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if there's enough. I don't know if enough the money spent to have. We're going to put them at the goal line. Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Absolutely.
One day the technology will be so cheap that they'll be able to do it. I mean, the pylon cams that NFL teams have now will be so cheap.
At a press box at some school that has a bird's nest, how are you going to have anyone, where are they going to sit?
Yeah, exactly.
To look at
I think one day, and I'm saying it's down the line, because technology just gets cheaper as it gets old, as it gets more. So there'll be a way that they'll be able to do it, I'm sure, but. Again, there's too many. Well, then look, we were just at Rockdale, which is a perfectly fine stadium. It's got a nice press box for a school that size, but where would they sit in Rockdale?
I don't know.
Where are they sitting west?
Grandview 14-7 now with 10 minutes left in the second quarter, and they get the ball back.
Yeah, where are they sitting west?
I know. All right, it's 3:48. Grandview up 14-7. Mark 125-20. We will have in studio William Lee Martin, a comedian, who's going to be at the Hippodrome tomorrow night. And he's going to join us in studio at 4 o'clock. And we have a lot more Mickey Spagnola at 4:30. Navy defensive coordinator Brian Newberry, who played at Baylor in the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to re-rack Matt Rule today from yesterday's National Signing Day on many things about a lot of things Baylor football fans and nation and National Signing Day. Coming up next, a couple of nuggets on the Cowboys in the NFL next on ESPN Central Texas.
What team do you belong to? Not a member of First Central Credit Union? Why not join us? You've got game. First Central is here with personal and auto loans. Local financial options matched to your game plan. Flexible terms and great rates when you need it most. Become a First Central Credit Union member today. Join us online at firstcentralcu.com.
Everything we do for you.
Membership and loan application requirements apply. Member NCUA.
Boozer's famous Christmas sale is back. Jewelry is the perfect gift to give, and no matter where you live in Central Texas, you can't afford to miss Boozer's famous Christmas sale. Hurry to Boozer's in Waco now through 5 o'clock Christmas Eve and get select jewelry at or below cost. You'll find spectacular wedding rings, engagement rings, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, watches, plus loose diamonds, all on sale. Boozer's also makes it easy to find that special gift with a huge selection of fine jewelry from top designers like Carissa, Natalie Kay, Sloan Street, and more. Remember, no jewelry store or internet site anywhere can compete with the customer service, the quality, and most of all, the famous Christmas sale prices at or below cost you'll get at Boozer's. Don't wait. Just like Christmas, this incredible sale only happens once a year. Shop early for the best selection. Now through 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve, only at Boozer's Jewelry on Valley Mills and Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Enjoy comfort that's built to last with the new Trane heating and cooling system. At Trane, they test so it runs. For a limited time, you can get a great deal on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit traneinfo.com to find your local dealer. That's traneinfo.com. It's hard to stop a Trane.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet, McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. It's a December employee pricing for everyone event at Jim Turner Chevrolet. Stop in today or visit us online at turnerchevy.com for the best year-end deal on your new Chevrolet.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Paul Catalina with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Brought to you by Glove Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton, where they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country. Baylor defensive lineman James Lynch became a unanimous first-team All-American today. He's the 10th player in Baylor history to do so. Earlier, I spoke with Lynch about his plans for possibly entering the NFL draft after this season.
To be honest, I'm not really in those thoughts right now, because what really is on my mind is the fact that we just lost the Big 12 championship and our seniors deserve more than that, so we got to try and go out and win the Sugar Bowl, and then after that, whatever happens, happens. I haven't really put much thought to it at all, because we got a great team in Georgia, and we got to make sure we're ready for them, because they're going to come out firing.
Lamar Panthers claimed their third straight state title and eighth overall with a 25-20 win over Hamlin. Rodrell Freeman had over 150 yards rushing and three touchdowns. Grandview's trying for their second straight title right now against Plattsboro.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
All right, here we go. We'll have William Lee Martin, comedian in the in Waco already. He'll be at the Hippodrome tomorrow night for a charity event. A Christmas stand-up spectacular. Standing in the Middle, which came out in November. William Lee Martin, a comedian. Paul's going to have a bunch of fun with that, with what he does with stand-up comedy as well. Grandview scored on a long pass and then a short run. A long pass that got him inside the 10. 21-7 over Plattsboro in the 3A Division I state championship game. Pro Football Hall of Fame class. Finalists have been released. Listen to these seven coaches. If you could only take one, who would you select? Don Coryell, who had an impact in pro football. Bill Cowher, Tom Flores, Mike Holmgren, Jimmy Johnson, Buddy Parker, Dan Reeves, or Dick Vermeil?
I would have to say... Oh, man. See, Jimmy just didn't coach as long as those other guys. He had a massive impact on the league, but he was just not there that long. I would have to say, you know, I'd pick Dick Vermeil. Two different teams. I mean, he built
Took the Eagles to a Super Bowl beaten by Oakland, then took the Rams to the Super Bowl back-to-back
and
years.
And won, yeah. So.
And then I think he did a pretty good job with the Chiefs. Tom Flores is kind of a debate. He was with the Raiders for 8 years and won two Super Bowls and then spent 3 years with Seattle. Holmgren won a Super Bowl with 96 with the Packers. Jimmy had the two. Vermeil had the one. I'm not sure.
And look, Don Coryell.
None of them just jump out. I know Jimmy will get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
I'm of the opinion that a lot of these guys that get to the Super Bowl, if you think about it, a lot of them go into network television. Mm-hmm. And I think that the exposure helps, even though that should have nothing to do with it. Some of them go because they are Hall of Famers. But I think there's some of them that were on the edge, the Michael Irvins and the Chris Carters, and they're going to get in eventually.
Well, yeah, I wonder if, okay, Drew Pearson's on that list as well, so is Cliff Harris. Both guys have never been on television for any long stretch. I mean, Drew Pearson's done a little bit of media stuff, but he's got so many other businesses.
He's going to get in this time, though, I think, Paul.
He absolutely should.
And I think there's around 20 names, and 10 of them for this specific class get in. It's almost like, hey, let's make up for lost time. We've thought about this with the Texas High School Football Hall of Fame. There are so many high school coaches, some of the greatest of all time, that are not in yet. And there was a time when only one would get in, and we're now trying to like almost push in two or three because you can't. Here comes the new ones that are coaching now.
And then I would think also, especially if you're in the Texas High School Football Hall of Fame, you're going to have some guys posthumously. But if you got a guy who's 77 years old or so and hadn't been in yet and deserves to be, you kind of want to get him in.
Cliff Harris is on this list, too.
So he can enjoy. Yeah, and I think Cliff Harris
And he's been a finalist before, down to the last day among the last 10 or 12.
And they're going
to
take 15 of these guys, and it'll be the five modern era ballot people from this year. So there'll be 20 in this class for the NFL 100.
Yeah, two coaches, three contributors, including owners and others, Steve Sable, NFL Film, Paul Tagliabue, commissioner, and 10 from the senior class. It's going to be a massive, massive class. All right, Frank Gore Jr.
I thought you'd like that. I thought you'd like that. I know you're a big Frank Gore guy.
Hall of Fame running back. He's compiled. It's going to take, he won't be immediate, but he's compiled. His son was committed to Florida Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
Lane Kiffin left.
Yeah.
He's now committed to Southern Miss. Okay. There you go.
But that's how long Frank Gore has been in the league.
Yeah.
His son is committing to college.
He's still playing.
Yeah.
Also, James Wiseman leaving Memphis. He was the one a part of that loan with Penny Hardaway. He's going to enter the 2020 NBA draft. We told you about Blake Lynch, another All-American team. You just name it. He's on it. Let's see here. There was one other note. We mentioned Dak Prescott, women's volleyball tonight at 6 against Wisconsin. And, the Cowboys practice report. Let's see.
Did you hear what he said about what Jason Garrett said about Tyron Smith's eye?
No.
That it's in the Stye family.
Oh, really?
Which, yes. Okay.
By the way, Sean Lee was limited. He never did practice last week, but eventually had the game of his life. Not his life, but a huge game. Philadelphia, the only ones that did not practice, Nelson Aguilar, their wide receiving core. Derek Barnett, good player at defensive end. And Lane Johnson, of course, is out. The Pro Bowl offensive tackle. Coming up next, William Lee Martin, comedian, in studio. Then Paul's conversation with Navy defensive coordinator Brian Newberry, Matt Rhule, and much more. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Waco Jewelers has exciting news. Our 75% off sale event is back.
Yes, you heard it right. 75% off almost everything in the store. Get huge savings on GIA certified diamonds, beautiful wedding rings, and wedding bands. Be sure to view our exclusive bridal selection from Gabriel & Company New York. Each piece a work of art. Plus, no interest financing available and trade-ins are welcome.
And we'll see you here at Waco Jewelers.
Under the spinning diamond.
Waco Custom Marketplace is your home for holiday favorites for parties and time with the family, including various specials available in-store and online, including these customer favorites. Choice beef tenderloin, boneless pit ham, whole smoked turkey, and prime rib roast. There's a ribeye gift box with four ribeyes and steak butter for $55. Steak and lobster box for the same price with two lobster tails and two bacon-wrapped fillets. New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillet gift box for $45 with four pieces of New York strip or bacon-wrapped fillets and steak butter. There's the fall snack gift box with summer sausage, split horn, and jalapeno cheese, and salted crackers. Add two bacon-wrapped fillets. It's $45. And the holiday bundle gift box with two ribeyes, two bacon-wrapped fillets, two New York strip steaks for just $60. double the amount, get $10 off. Order online or call in advance to ensure availability or drop by Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Wouldn't it be nice to find an auto repair shop that offers courteous and competent service? Certified Auto Repair provides complete quality service and repair on all import and domestic vehicles and has earned a 5-star Yelp rating and an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. They specialize in routine maintenance, but also repairs on brakes, AC systems, tires, batteries, suspension, and steering. Leslie, Chad, and Robert have several decades combined years of service at the same location. Certified Auto Service, 900 Wooded Acres Drive in Waco.
More savings, more value, and more for your trade at Richard Carr's holiday sales event. Richard Carr offers only quality pre-owned cars and trucks run through a rigid 172-point inspection. Find more value like a 2017 GMC Terrain for only $13,900 or 2017 Silverado for $23,300. Over 20 cars on our lot with payment under $20,000. See the savings at Highway 6 in the Imperial Exit or RichardCarMotors.com.
At Richard Carr, we give you more.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here, and many of you realize it's time to replace those old drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy 5 times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. That's UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760. And be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
KRZI Waco. K256BW Waco. ESPN Central Texas. The 4 o'clock hour of You Make the Call is brought to you by McAdams and Sons Roofing.
In this hour, we will hear from Mickey Spagnola, DallasCowboys.com. Also in this hour, Naval Academy Defensive Coordinator Brian Newberry, who played football at Baylor. Navy just wrapped up a 10-2 season, headed to a bowl game. He's a major part of that. He was a part of their staff this year, and they just routed Army 31-7. He'll join us also. Paul Catalina had a chance to visit. If you didn't hear earlier, James Lynch, Baylor All-American, unanimous All-American with us. And Mart won the state title earlier, 25-20. William Lee Martin joins us in studio. He's going to be at the Hippodrome tomorrow night. A Christmas stand-up spectacular, the Nutcracker. The word Nutcracker always makes me crack up. I'm sorry. It
sure.
Always,
yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for having me in, fellas. And, yeah, so we named it the Nutcracker because about 25% of the show is about a vasectomy. So
really?
I gave my wife for Christmas. So, yeah. Yeah, we got 5 kids. I mean, yeah, we're not good Catholic. We're just really bad Methodists.
So what was that decision like?
You know, it's the best decision I've ever made now. It really is. I mean, now that the kids are grown and getting out of the house, I should have done it a long time ago. Stopped at one. Are you kidding me?
Was that your decision?
Stopping at one? Oh, no. It was a decision to keep going, as long as I can.
Yeah. All right, so you're in town. Paul's does stand-up comedy as well. So
we
you
were
guys,
just chatting.
He's going to probably carry this segment. But, again, it's the Nutcracker, a Christmas stand-up spectacular. And it's tomorrow night. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is my 4th or 5th time to be at the Hippodrome. What a great room that is. It's and now all the changes that they've done to that with the theater and everything else next to it, it's just become a complex over there. And but we've always, we've done it for the last 4 years, and they've always brought me back, and it's always great to be back in Waco.
When you are writing something, and this is might get a little inside baseball for people, when you're writing something that's themed, I mean, like, because I've seen more and more of these lately where you guys are going to write something that's themed straight out. Like, when you're doing a special or you're doing something like that, there's always a through line, but when you're doing something themed, that's got to be really challenging, isn't it?
Well, for me, it was a lot different because I was doing a lot of Christmas stuff anyway.
Yeah.
And the vasectomy was my most popular bit when I was doing it. When I do it on a Carnival cruise ship, we do 5 completely different sets of 30-minute sets. And it was my most popular, but I was doing a lot of other stuff that had Christmas in it as well. So it wasn't a conscious decision of making that decision of writing all that stuff. Eventually, last year, I called my agent. And I said, "Hey, listen, I've gone back to working clean. You know, we do adult theme, but without the adult language in the show." And I said, "I have all this Christmas stuff. Why don't we do a Christmas special for television?" And he goes, "Well, comics now will never do a Christmas special." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, that's exactly why we should do a Christmas special.
Yeah.
Anytime you can be the first of anything in any field, you might go to do that, especially with stand-up comedy." And so we went and shot the special. The same guys that shot the last Rodney Carrington special shot ours, Geronimo Productions. And we shot it in Fort Worth, and we shot two at the same time, and we sold them both. So they're now out on Amazon Prime and Apple Play and just everywhere, really.
Yeah, Rodney doesn't work clean, though.
And Rodney doesn't. I've known Rodney for a long time. He's also gotten pretty big, too.
What made you – is this something you were always the funniest guy in class? How did this work?
No, I was picked on all the time, relentlessly picked on. And I wrote advertising for 9 years out of college. I thought that was my only really way to get into show business. And then I lost my job in advertising. I was almost 30 years old. And it was my grandmother who said, "What do you want to do?" And I said, "I don't know." And she said, "Go home and look in the mirror and ask yourself, are you happy? You're almost 30 years old and I never see you smile." Like I say, I did that, but I didn't. I went home and I stayed in a fetal position for 5.5 months. Would have been 6, but unemployment ran out in 5.5.
That's not uncommon for comedians, though, to come out of that. Yeah,
and then the true story, UPS driver comes next door, and I go next door to tell him I got fired, fellas, because when you're throwing a pity party, everybody's invited, right? Told him I was fired, didn't know I was going to make ends meet, didn't know what I was going to do with my life. And he looked at me like, "Good, that's one less box I'll bring out here, dude." Because I hate to tell you, people don't care you got troubles, and oftentimes they're happy that you do.
And it's, again, 9 o'clock tomorrow night at the Hippodrome.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
It's at 9 o'clock here on the piece of paper. Okay, that's even better. Okay, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, 9 o'clock is everyone gets a little bit. They can get a little bit. They might be able to even enjoy it more, huh?
Well, they do serve drinks there. So, and there's a meet and greet at 6 o'clock. So hopefully, and people should be full of the holiday spirit. But if you know what I mean. And but on this thing, I actually went home that day and I looked in the mirror and I asked him. You know, I just said, "Am I happy?" And 4 hours later, I called my grandmother. I said, "You know, since I was 5 years old, I knew I wanted to be on stage and television, radio, and print." And she said, "Go for it." And I said, "What if I lose the house?" She said, "Buy you another one, boy." She said, "I don't want you to be 30 or 50 or 80 and go through the would have, could have, or should have of life." And this from a woman that found out that she had a tumor in her lung about the size of my fist and dying of lung cancer. And so that's what I did. And we never looked back and never went out and got another job from that point on. And I did lose a house and a truck that first 14 months of stand-up comedy. The house, I fully expected it to get repossessed because I couldn't hide it, right?
Yeah.
wasn't on wheels. You know, we had a real one. But the truck, on the other hand, completely surprised it got repossessed because I was hiding that sucker every day.
Well, you can't say one step ahead of the game forever. They're going to get you.
Well, the only day I left it out is Christmas Day. And I was like, you know, nobody's going to repossess a truck on Christmas. Ford did.
Yeah. So what was your first time on stage like?
The first time was absolutely great. I had this whole thing planned out. You know, I wrote out the set just like what we were talking about. So I had this set planned out. And so my opening line, I remember it like it was yesterday, was my name is Cowboy Bill Martin, and I'm not going to sing to you. But ironically, my life has become a sad country and western song. Not a funny line, but the first line indeed, right? And that is my real name. My grandfather's called me Cowboy Bill since the day I was born. His name was William Lee. My name is William Lee. He didn't want me to be called Little Bill like he was. He was 6'5". Said, "Start calling him Cowboy Bill." Gave me the name. I was named after Cowboy Bill Watts, the old wrestler back in the 60s. And so I'm ready, and they have a guy named Charles Brockman, and he's a headliner at the open mic, and he's killing it. And then they bring me on stage because I was doing a little thing on radio with J.D. Ryan in Dallas and Fort Worth on Crying, Loving, or Leaving. And nobody ever heard of me, but they acted like they did. And I came up on stage, and I couldn't remember my name, not much less this thing. And I'm staring at them, and they're staring back at me, and I actually felt and tasted flop sweat for the first time ever. Just nothing but salt coming in through my mustache. And I said, "You know, I'm sorry about that, folks. You know, this is my first time to do this." And they were like, "Oh, go ahead," and gave me that encouragement. And then I had it again. They stopped clapping, and I lost it again. And now I got nothing. I mean, completely blank. And my first line on stage was an ad lib. I go, "Wow, this is like me being a virgin at this because I've tried it twice and, you know, kind of petered out, kind of quit both times. That's a hug as a group for 50 minutes and I'll try it again. Oh. And they all laughed. And then I hit the line, my name, and then I started doing the deal. Now I've started too late. And now I'm also getting laughs. So I'm going long, but I have no idea what that means. And the guy in the back's giving me the light, which, you know, means wrap it up. Well, I don't know that. I think the guy's giving me the light going, you're doing great, buddy. Keep going. You're a superstar. But I went home that day and I looked in that same mirror and I knew exactly what I was going to do with my life and this was going to be it. And then acting and writing and everything else. And we've been able to accomplish that. You know, we've toured with everybody. I was the fifth guy signed with the Blue Collar Tour back in 2002 and 2001, really. And I've toured with, you know, George Jones and George Strait and Brad Paisley and Rascal Flatts. So it really has been a blessing to do this.
Rascal Flatts is your favorite band.
They're my least favorite band. But, I'm sure they're nice guys. Something like.
Well, I have my least favorites, too. But they're not one of them. They're actually great guys.
Well, Brad is big into comedy, isn't he?
And Brad is big in practical jokes. So the whole time that I was on tour with him, you really had to just keep your head on a swivel because he would get you. He would. Yeah.
So I always wonder this from other comedians. What's the worst room? I can tell you the worst three I've ever played. Like off the top of my head without even thinking about it.
The worst three rooms I've ever played?
Just the worst. I mean, we can go into it, but I know my worst three. So
The worst gig that I ever did by far was Moody Gardens down in what is that, Galveston?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was for the Houston Teachers Association. And it was a corporate gig. And that's where you have to stay clean. But they had them all bused there, mm-hmm. so nobody had to drive. And they had been free open bar for about 3 hours. And these people were completely out of control. And I've never cussed out teachers like I did that night. And I learned never to say, y'all can keep your money, because I didn't say that to that one. I did on a small gig, and the guy tried to keep it. This one here, I said, y'all going to pay me. Yeah. But that was the worst.
Yeah, I was in Dothan, Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
And
Bragger.
It was a Saturday night show, and it was like right when the first NASCAR started in that race under the lights.
Yeah.
And so I walked out. It was the early show. It was like the 7:30. And I walked out, and the crowd had 7 people in it.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, oh, there must – I said, Dothan, Alabama, 7 people. And I had no idea. I didn't know. I'm not a NASCAR fan. So I said, there must be a NASCAR race on tonight. And literally the table, the 4 in the front row, the guy went – oh, there is a NASCAR race on tonight, and left. And the club owner, I mean, I did my set for 3 people, right. brought up the headliner for the 3 people. We did it. And when I walked off after introducing the headliner, he went like, come here. And he took me outside and he goes, listen, you don't tell people to leave the show. I didn't know, man.
I know.
Since we're telling those stories, I was in Salem, Oregon. A year into my comedy career, I drove a single cab truck all the way through the Northwest. So all the way through Montana and Idaho and everything else, doing these crappy one-nighters. And we're in Salem, Oregon, and the hotel was the Jason Motel. And I still remember that because it truly felt like Friday the 13th.
Oh, that's what
you said. In the woods. But we go to this thing. And it's comedy night, y'all. It's in a bar, and so you can see where they had foosball night, and it was wiped off the chalkboard, and now it's written comedy night on Tuesdays. But there's 4 guys standing over the foosball table because nobody told them that it's not going to be foosball night. And I'm doing the act, and there's a small crowd, and there's a lady, and she's hammer drunk, and she finally goes. And she, Linda Blair's on me.
Oh my gosh. No way. Yeah.
And then her face falls right into it. And I just stopped and nobody even said it. And I think the guy's name was like Paul or something that owned it. I go, Paul. He goes, oh, that's Donna. She does it every Friday. Keep going.
She's
puked on bigger comics than you.
Yeah. How do you now, in this day and age of everyone being so overly sensitive about anything, how do you handle what you can say without worrying about someone being offended?
Well,
because if I walk into a comedy show, honestly, it's like, I expect that.
Well, you know, when I first went out onto the cruise ships, you know, 10 years ago, that's where you used to take a career to die. And the one thing that Carnival's done is brought in a comedy club mentality. But they say it before the adult shows. If you're easily offended, this is not the room for you. So we get a lot of leeway, a lot of freeway on that. In my own personal show, you know, I do so much stuff about my family and everything else. And if you're going to be offended, then you're going to be offended. And I can't worry about that. I can't worry about three men are in here, and I have no idea what y'all are thinking right now. Okay. So I'm not a mind reader. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go out and do my thing. You paid your money to come and see me, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you don't, then hey.
Good for you.
Yeah. And listen, you know, Jesus saved the world and they killed him. What chance do I have, right?
All right. We're going a little bit longer now. I'm enjoying this. William Lee Martin is with us. Again, it's tomorrow. The Nutcracker, a Christmas stand-up spectacular. That's tomorrow night at the Hippodrome, 7 o'clock. Meet and greet at 6. And this is also, it's standing in the middle. Is that the?
No. I put out two brand new specials on television. Okay. One's called Standing in the Middle, and the other's called The Nutcracker. But we're doing a lot of The Nutcracker show, obviously, for the Christmas show. But it's both of them are available on demand, as they say, on Amazon Prime and YouTube TV and everything else. You know, for the first 5 years, I worked clean. In the next 15, I got dirtier and dirtier. And then about 3 years ago, I went back to working without the blue material, and it was just that time. You know, my wife and I also run a charity called Cowboys of Care Foundation. We provide cowboy hats to kids with cancer and other life-threatening illnesses. Mm-hmm. And plus, I'm a father of 5 and a grandfather of 4, and it just really didn't fit who I was on stage and then off stage. So we decided we'd make wholesale changes in the act.
Steve Ward texts me. He listens to the show quite a bit. He goes, "Hi, I know Bill Martin. We met him on the Carnival Freedom years ago. Great comedian. We're going to go to the Hippodrome tomorrow. His charity, Cowboys We Care, Who Care Foundation, is second to none." What's your favorite carnival ship? Do you have one?
Probably the Freedom. It's the way the room is set up. It's in a U shape, and it's tiered seating, so the audience is right on top of you, and they can fit about 500 people in there, and they're packed. And, you know, it's amazing. You work a comedy club, and I don't do a lot of comedy clubs anymore. All I do are theaters or these ships kind of thing, but theaters on land. You know, the comedy club, you got to have 3 bouncers now to get everybody off your phone and, you know, to pay attention and everything else, you know, shiny objects.
Yep.
But on the ship, usually they're focused. They're looking at you. They're on vacation, and you don't have to have any security in there.
That's a dream gig right there. That's
George
awesome.
Carlin, Richard Pryor, Louis Anderson, Paul, was it someone yesterday? It was on one of our, we have Days on Earth.
Chris Farley.
Some of the names of some of the great comedians, different styles. Is there one in particular that always caught your attention?
Well, my Mount Rushmore would be Dangerfield would be in no particular order. Dangerfield, Pryor, Bill Cosby, despite anything that I found out later about his life, and then the guy that's making his return to Saturday Night Live Saturday, and that's Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. That's going to be unbelievable.
The unbelievable comedy that he pulled off at the age of 21 still stands up today. That material still stands up. So it's exciting to see him come back.
Yeah,
One of the things I'll tell you also about comedians like Bill, when you open for, you know, a country act like George, those you have to start so fast. I mean, you always have to start fast.
Oh,
you need to laugh in the first 10 seconds or you've lost him. But when they're there to see George Strait and then you come out, you have to win them over so fast.
Yeah, you know, the country audience is a little bit different in the fact that they'll sit back and they're like, all right, you know, we know that they usually have an opening act and it's usually a band that they've never heard of. Mm-hmm. So a comic to go out, it actually was working out pretty well. Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't done those kind of tours in a long time, but when we first went out there, you know, they actually country. I've heard of guys having to do, you know, hockey arenas, which could be deadly.
Yeah,
you know, there's all kinds of.
Well, then you're in the round. You're like, what you're used to. Yeah.
So you have to pick the environment like anything else, and you got to know that it's an environment where we can win. Me and my manager talk about it all the time. We're just going to put us in an environment to win, and it seems to work out better that way.
Well, I've been in broadcasting now 38 years, and I don't know if you can use this as an analogy or not. The first time I ever got in front of a speech class in college at Stephen F. Austin, my legs were shaking so badly that I could not focus. And eventually, it's all about confidence. If you're confident in what you do, all the other stuff kind of settles down. Have you ever had early on one of those moments
I used to throw up in the bushes every time, you know, and then I don't use confidence as much as authentic. I think once the audience realizes that you're who you say you are, and you believe who you say you are, then I think there's that connection. That, and that's one of the reasons, you know, I did Cowboy Bill for 18 years as my name, and then about 3 years ago, we changed it back to my maiden name, you know, William Lee Martin. And part of that is because the act is so authentic that so many people in New York and L.A. thought that it was a made-up character that I was doing, you know? And so we decided that we would just go back to our real name and open up. I thought it narrowed the audience anyway, but it seems to have worked.
TCU?
Actually, no. My son, he went to Stephen F. Austin, but he worked for TCU.
Okay,
and,
cool.
I went to UTA, and we didn't have a football team. Actually, we had one in 1985, my first year there, and then the football team left.
You got a heck of a stadium right there. They use it for a lot of things now.
Yeah, we've got two empty stadiums now in that town.
Who's the other one?
The ballpark in
Arlington. Oh, yeah, the ballpark in Arlington. Well, they tried to burn down the new one.
Well, I don't know if you've ever gone to a game in September when it's 109 degrees at the playoff game, but I still can't believe that they didn't spend. It was like, I heard a stat that it was like $11 million that they could have spent and closed it when they first built the ballpark.
Right.
But they decided they didn't want to spend it. And it always goes back to what I tell my kids. Never step over a dollar to pick up a nickel.
Yeah.
Don't step over a dollar.
I love that stadium. I hate that they're moving out of it. The new one's going to be gorgeous, but I still will always love the ballpark in Arlington.
But see, I like the old one too, you know. And back in those days, back in the Toby Harrah days, and you know, that's when I was playing.
Oh, you're
ball
talking
too.
About Arlington Stadium.
Yeah, Arlington Stadium. That stadium there, and it was always empty. You know, you didn't have to worry about getting good tickets or good seats because everybody got a good seat. Mm-hmm. You know, you're sitting with your buddy, and there's a foul ball, and he's like, "You're gonna get that?" And he's like, "Nah, it's on the way out. Nobody's gonna run over and get that one. It's okay."
Oh my God! Yeah, they had some. They had some stadiums, some bad teams back in those days. All right, the Hippodrome tomorrow in Waco, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock meet and greet. Cowboy Bill, anything else you want to say to anybody that maybe wants to come but they're not so sure?
Well, people always ask me, what's it like if you're saying it's clean and it's not, you know, it's naughty. I always say this is the kind of show that you can bring a date to, you can bring your wife to, you can bring your grandmother to, and she's really going to enjoy it if she drinks beer in bowls.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
That's William Lee Martin, Cowboy Bill, the Hippodrome tomorrow in Waco, in downtown Waco, 7 o'clock. It starts 6 o'clock meet and greet. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Bonders Auto and Fleet Services provide complete service and repair on all domestic and most imports. Anything under the hood, Ponders Auto and Fleet Service is the go-to for your vehicle. At Ponders Auto and Fleet Service, they use quality parts. They're a NAPA care center, and they have a 12-month or 12,000-mile warranties available for your peace of mind. They also have free shuttle service for your convenience.
Family-owned and operated. Go by and see B.W. Ponder and the whole gang at Ponders Auto and Fleet Service. Find them online at PonderAutoFleet.com.
Dodge Cars and SUVs, known for innovation, comfort, and power. Now, during the Allen Samuels Dodge Power Dollars event, get remarkable December deals on new 2019 Dodge Journey and Dodge Charger. Journey features end-of-year pricing plus up to $5,000 in rebates. All remaining Charger SXTs feature up to $6,670 in rebates. See us for details and power up at Allen Samuels.
This is the Big Finish. It's the Big Finish event at Allen Samuels. Employee Pricing Plus is back. You pay what we pay. Plus, you keep all the rebates. Brand new 2020 Ram Lone Stars are here. You can save thousands now with employee pricing. Plus, you keep up to $4,500 in rebates. It's the best Christmas present ever. Employee Pricing Plus during the Big Finish event. Allen Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat.
December is a time for reflection, family, mistletoe, and eggnog. It's also the best time to buy your new Kia at University Kia. The holiday sticker sales event is going on right now, and University Kia is making your wish list a reality. Naughty or nice, everyone who buys a new Kia in stock will receive a $500 Visa gift card, and that's on top of already great savings. Happy holidays from University Kia. University Kia, you'll enjoy our way of doing business. University-Kia.com.
If you like cigars, the best cigars in the country, best cigars from the world, you can find them in Waco at Don Chimador in the Town West Shopping Center off Valley Mills in Waco. Monte Cristo, Romeo and Julieta, Arturo Fuente, Cohiba, Macanudo, Ashton. These are the elite brands of cigars from anywhere around the country and the world, and you can find them in the 48-foot walk-in humidor at Don's Humidor. Tell Carol and Ashley Smokey sent you. There's men's jewelry. There's beard care. There's also the torch lighters for your cigars. They have pipes, and you could also have the cutters to cut the cigars as well. And if you want to put the cigars in a humidor, they have different sizes of humidors, even some travel cases as well. Carol and Ashley are cigar aficionados. They understand the business as well as anyone I've ever known. Don's Humidor, your home for the best cigars in a 48-foot walk-in humidor. Tell them Smokey sent you. In the Town West Shopping Center off Valley Mills in Waco.
The Oklahoma State Cowboys take on the Texas A&M Aggies. Head to NRG Stadium December 27th to make some big-time memories at the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl. Tickets are on sale now. Call 832-667-2390 or visit AcademyTexasBowl.com today.
It's the truck days of Christmas at Pickup Outfitters.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a gift card to win truck nudity.
This song contains all the specials from Pickup Outfitters during the truck days of Christmas.
Two fender flares.
And a gift card to win truck nudity.
That's right. Every day, a new special on truck accessories at Pickup Outfitters.
Three lift kits.
But we're not going to make you listen to the entire song to hear the entire list of specials. We've conveniently listed all of our specials on our website, createacommotion.com/truckdays.
Eight ranch hand grill guards.
Like seven locking bed covers.
Or you can just call us. Or come by. But if you must, and you're really into awful Christmas parody songs, then go to our website, createacommotion.com/truckdays, to hear the entire song or see the list. Pickup Outfitters of Waco. And now in the public interest, we will end this song.
That's a lot of stuff.
At Community Bank and Trust, the term mobile community refers to all of our banking platforms. Online banking, mobile apps, mobile browser banking, even voice banking. No matter what device you're on, you'll be able to complete any banking function. We've taken customer account access and convenience to the next level with Community Bank and Trust. Enjoy state-of-the-art banking anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
A championship decision is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. Their 94% first-time fix rate leaves their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 254-772-1600. That's UBO Business Services.
That was fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Do you ever, watch like nature shows where like,
oh yeah,
you know, two animals of the same, like they see each other and they're like they protect. Like that's how I feel when other comedians are in the room, like with my own kind,
your own brethren,
my brother, yeah, brethren is much better. But yes, I did feel like I was with my own kind. Just there. So that was fun.
Did we even break?
Yeah, we broke.
Yeah, we broke.
We were talking during the break for like 4 minutes. So like when
I was being nice and walking him to the front door and I'm like, you guys are back on the air. I realized, yeah, we sat here for almost did a segment with him again. Mm-hmm. All right. So last we're going to have Brian Newberry, former Baylor football player, who's the defense coordinator at Naval Academy, in this hour as well, or perhaps in the 5 o'clock hour. Replay of Matt Rhule. Do you realize that the Matt Rhule interview and one of the quotes that he put in there has hit some people right between the eyes?
Yes, I do.
And so we're going to play that again.
And look, I think it's great that he said that because sometimes people do that and they don't quite realize they're doing it.
You know what? He didn't tell me this, but I wonder if something set off. So they early on in National Signing Day. The puppets start, right? The videos start to pop loose. And the reaction's there, and there's a few people that aren't so sure. There's a lot of other people that love the idea. National outlets and publications across the board loved it, picked up on it. And the numbers of, like, for example, Seth Jones is, like, seen by 300,000-400,000 people that otherwise might have been 20,000 at the most. You know, Baylor fans or whatever. So, but someone then, as Matt Rhule mentioned the videos, then responded to him with some flippant, sarcastic, kind of a negative tone about the puppets. And I think that set him off because that was to him through a recruiting page of a video of a puppet of one of the players who had just signed on for the next 4 or 5 years with Baylor.
Number one all time.
What?
Our number one all time.
What? Are you serious?
In a day.
Matt Rhule's interview.
Like, as far as in a 24-hour period, we've never had this many plays. That's 1,100 in a day.
1,100 times someone's listened to that interview.
Yeah, in a day.
Wow.
His old man, since, I mean, like, I looked at it and I went, oh, and then I was like, well, that was yesterday. So
I thought you were whispering that maybe we had said something we weren't supposed to say.
No, that's pretty fired up about that one. 11, yeah, so keep downloading it, America.
And then on top of that, yeah, and on top of that, he does the statement at 3:30 and everyone's like, oh, my God, and it's him.
Well, yeah.
That's just... hilarious.
Oh, I got some inside news on that today. As you know, Smokey, I spent a good long time at Baylor today.
Yeah, you did.
I spent a long time there. So I was talking to Rachel Caton, and so I was asking her about how, like, who has a puppet department? I mean, who thinks this up? And so she told me, like, they found the puppets on Etsy. They ordered them. They have, like, a kit that comes with a puppet, so you can customize them for each one. And so they ordered the puppets and made them. And so then through the day yesterday, they did... Matt, they decided to do Rhule's yesterday. Like, all the other ones, obviously, were done. I mean, there's a lot of production value to, you know, Seth Jones with the car
and
this guy's benching, doing the bench press and all these other different things. So that takes, I mean, they spent, you know, a day, you know, or so on each one of those, making sure they're right and doing the puppets. They did Matt Rhule yesterday. They put that together just yesterday.
That was amazing.
And they had to, like,
well, you know,
they had to debate.
He did not know that when I spoke with him yesterday morning. I don't think that was on the table yet.
No, what they were trying to figure out, too, was also, like, you know, can they give this puppet a beard and be able to use it again? You know, that, like, I guess they have some erasable things, but would it look right? Because the beard that came with it was more like, well, Andrew Althoff has a beard. You know, like, it would have been more like him. It was a long beard.
Oh, my God.
So they had to do all that. So I thought it was pretty interesting how they got all that done. And again, when you have an idea, who's done that? No one has.
No one ever.
That's great.
Has.
And here's the thing. Even if, and we just had Bill Warren in here, he'll tell you, look, if nobody's had an idea and you swing and miss with it, you're the first one who's had it. He just did that with the Christmas special.
Yeah.
Just do it. I mean, again... And they didn't swing and miss. The only people that were mad were ones who honestly are deep down jealous.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. And a lot of the other opponents, of course, they always, you know, to me, you know, Tech fans, of course.
Here's another thing to think about. And this is, so everybody, when they come on their official visits now, they put on the helmet and the uniform and they shoot a video. Like you all saw, every school has them, you know, where they're posing or whatever, and those are awesome. But I wonder now that, say, 25 years from now, there's going to be, like, videos that pop up online that you'll be able to watch that are, this is this player in this uniform that decommitted and didn't go.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can just tell you, and I'm sure you have them too, Smokey, every time I see Randy Moss, my heart hurts because he was at Florida State and got kicked out, and... If I had seen a video, like if I had seen him actually play there, he was redshirting. He never played there. That might have at least made me feel a little better. But you know, but think about the players who like decommitted. So somewhere
there would be as many of those.
Yeah.
As there would
so be there's no going to be a videos. But back in the day, you know, like here's a picture of, you know, might say, okay, here's a picture of Mike Rozier in a Colorado shirt.
Right.
You know, like because he got one when he went there.
Right.
And it's probably a Polaroid or something, but. Now they have these high definition videos of guys posing in the uniform of the team.
It puts an amazing amount of pressure on the creative people to now have almost their idea. And there's actually an article written about what Notre Dame did and what Baylor did about their videos in different ways. Notre Dame's videos, did you see theirs? They had the players, they had a picture of the player or whatever, and then the parent starts to read about their son, a mother or father in a very parent type voice. I knew that when you picked up your first pair of shoulder, it's very like you get goosebumps. And it was just a little bit, and then you have Baylor and the puppets. It went viral. That's what you want. And as Jason Cook said yesterday to me in a text, you know what? You want to try to. Everybody did pretty much the same thing. Baylor and Notre Dame went above. And then K-State had a pretty good thing. They used Legos. And now you'll wonder who's going to do that next year and take it to another level. So we'll have Matt Rhule's interview with me sometime in the 5 o'clock hour, along with Navy defensive coordinator Brian Newberry. But coming up next, Cowboys and Eagles on Sunday afternoon in Philly for the NFC Championship and NFC East Championship. Philadelphia can win, but still has to win the next week. If Cowboys win, they're in. as NFC East champions. Mickey Spagnola is next.
Miller Lite is brewed for every Cowboys fan who knows Miller Lite has been the only beer of the Cowboys since day one. Because when it comes to your team and your beer, you never compromise. That's why we brew Miller Lite with great taste and only 96 calories. Miller Lite. Hold true. Celebrate responsibly. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat.
Honey, look what I found in the attic.
Oh, wow.
Hi, my name is Teddy Rexford.
It still works. Oh, my first iPod, it held 1,000 songs.
I wanted one of those.
Well, you know what I want this year?
This holiday season, get all the tech you want with the savings you want at Nissan's year-end sales event. Get in today and save big on Rogue with available Safety Shield 360 technologies. Now, save up to $3,000 or get 0% financing for 60 months on the 2020 Nissan Rogue. Shop ChooseNissan.com. Hurry, offers end soon. Nissan, innovation that excites.
For well-qualified buyers, $3,000 on 2020 Rogue consists of $2,500 cash back and $500 holiday bonus cash. $1,667 per month per 1,000 financed for 60 months on 2020 Rogue. Must finance through NMAC. Take delivery from new dealer stock. Safety Shield 360 technologies available on 2020 Rogue SV SL Platinum trims. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details. Offers end 1-220.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installed seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
The holidays are upon us, and it is the season of giving. Now is your chance to give double with D'Amore Fine Jewelers. From now until Christmas Eve, D'Amore Fine Jewelers will donate a generous portion of each purchase directly to Toys for Tots. So shop this holiday season at your local family-owned D'Amore Fine Jewelers and give the gift of Christmas to a child in need. At D'Amore Fine Jewelers on West Waco Drive.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. City Tire and Battery specializes in alignments, brakes, tune-ups, suspension work, and oil changes. Check them out at 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco. Earlier today, the number 7 Lady Bears defeated Arkansas State 111-43 in their final game before Christmas break. La Vega's own Juicy Landrum made history, setting a new NCAA record for three-pointers in a game with 14. She finished with a career-high 42 points to go along with 8 boards and 7 assists. Tonight, the number 10 Baylor men are on the road against Tennessee Martin. We'll have coverage beginning at 8:30 right here on ESPN Central Texas. National Signing Day number 1 is just about in the books, and today over a dozen Central Texas football players signed with their school of choice. You can find a full list of signees over on CentexSportsFan.com. Baylor football, meanwhile, officially signed 10 of their 15 commits, headlined by Newton defensive lineman James Sylvester, Shadow Creek wide receiver Seth Jones, and Lamar Consolidated running back Tay McWilliams.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
It's time for our weekly segment with Mickey Spagnuolo, DallasCowboys.com. Brought to you by Centex Rehabilitation and Miller Lite.
Cowboys and Rams last Sunday. Cowboys may have launched themselves into who knows, but you'd never know with them. And now Philadelphia, they've been able to scratch and claw to get them back in position. The winner doesn't necessarily win the NFC East. If it's the Cowboys, they do. Philadelphia would still have to follow up the win against the Giants, unless Dallas was to get upset against Washington. Mickey Spagnuolo joins us now live on ESPN Central Texas, DallasCowboys.com. So, Mickey, how serious is the Dak Prescott injury that is propped up on him not doing much during practice?
Yeah, serious enough, David, for him to miss the first two practices
of his four-year career. So I think that speaks volumes. Now, as for how serious it is getting into Sunday, I think that's another deal. He thinks the sprain of his AC joint in the right shoulder has improved, kind of calmed down a little bit between Wednesday and Thursday. So they're hoping, he's hoping for kind of the same results over the next couple days. Dak feels pretty confident that he will play in the game. I think the coaching staff does too. And obviously Jerry Jones said today that he expects Dak to be able to play on Sunday. Okay, so that's all well and good. Now, how efficient can he play? Number one, without practicing basically all week. And number two, knowing that, you know, the rest will do him wonders, but that's not going away within a six-day span. Now, he said that he suffered this injury in college a couple times, that it never cost him to miss a game. And he even pointed out one time he did take a shot to take care of the pain so he could actually play. He's not sure what the approach they'll have this time around. Figures he'll have a limited, very, and look, they're listing him as limited in practice. It was highly limited. He's not throwing. Maybe do a little something Friday. He thought he would throw for sure on Saturday and have a good workout before the game on Sunday. So we'll see where this goes. But in the meantime, Cooper Rush, you know, he got a chance to practice with the first team fully these past 2 days for the first time in his three-year career. So he's got to be ready.
Well, Mickey, look, the Eagles are banged up too. And so you look at this, and if Dak plays and if he's, you know, close to good, on paper, the Cowboys should be so far ahead of the Eagles. But there's something about this team that really makes you throw the paper out the window, especially after last week that, you know, nobody predicted. What can we expect on Sunday from the Cowboys? You're there every day. You've got to have a better finger on the pulse than anybody else.
Oh, they're going to blow them out by 40 points. Yeah, right. Look, they don't know how to spell the word consistency, right? And that's been the problem all season long. Just when you think they kind of turn a corner, and then they have a lapse. And for goofy reasons, usually, too, on how they've lost some of these games early in the season. Now, look, I thought that they just played the way I think we all expected them to play in that game against the Rams. They had it together offensively. They had it together defensively. Now, was it a shot in the dark, or have they figured some things out? Have they figured out how to play better run defense? Because going into that game, certainly they weren't very good. They were 19th against the run. 10 of 13 teams had run for 100 yards against them. And then the team that started this downtrend, the Rams, when they went for 273 in that playoff loss last year, are held to 22 yards. Kidding me? Seriously? So did they figure something out? I don't know if they figured something out with their run defense or if they figured something out particularly just for the Rams, but they need to be able to do that again because certainly the Eagles' passing game has been challenged with the number of injuries, losing wide receivers the way they have. Guys banged up, losing a starting running back, and Miles Sanders taking over like he's the starter or should have been the starter. And again, if the Cowboys can slow down that running game and get some pressure on Carson Wentz, then they should be able to hold the Eagles to a reasonable amount of points where even if Dak's not functioning at 100%, they should be able to score enough points, you would think, to be able to win that game and win the NFC East.
Mickey, I know no fan base or those who cover a team always understand quite how a Pro Bowl vote goes. And obviously Dak Prescott's name, there's no question he should have been involved in the Pro Bowl voting and probably has earned that this year. But at the same time, Zach Martin's in, Travis Frederick's in, and Tyron Smith is in. I know he's not been fully 100%. Was he the most deserving among the offensive linemen to get to a Pro Bowl this year?
Oh, I think Probably Zach Martin has probably played the best on that offensive line. And then, you know, you can split hairs with Tyron Smith and Travis Frederick, but I think the guy that really played well, and this usually happens, was Lael Collins. Now, you're not going to get four of your five starters on the Pro Bowl. I get it. But I thought Lael Collins really took a huge step in his career. But as it usually goes, you have to have a really good year, and then you better have it the next year, and everybody knows who you are. So, but look, that offensive line was awfully dominating against a very good Rams defense. You know, we can sit here and go, well, maybe the Cowboys defense just had one of those days to limit them. But the Cowboys ran right over that Rams defense, 263 yards rushing. Aaron Donald's name, I think, didn't get mentioned till the third quarter. And they played awfully well at times defensively. And you know, with Wade Phillips coordinating that defense, you would have expected more than that. But the Cowboys had that running game going. And if they can do anything similar to that, I'm not saying rush for 200 yards, but get that running game going against the Eagles on the road in the cold weather, that would give this offense a huge, huge boost.
How big was it, Mickey, for morale, though, last? Because they fought through it okay, but you could tell it was starting to weigh on them a little bit, and you know they needed a boost last week.
Yeah, absolutely, a confidence boost. And it wasn't like there was this huge celebration after the game. I think it was more like taking a deep breath, and it was like a sigh of relief. It's like, ah, finally. You know, we kind of played the way we thought we could play. I think that was the approach, because there wasn't a big celebration in the locker room. Matter of fact, I had listened to Jason Garrett's press conference. By the time I got in the locker room, and it was nearly cleared out, they were gone. And that's a good approach, because they were all talking about, okay, we won this game, but this next game's a playoff game. And I think that's the approach they've had all week, that we didn't accomplish anything. We just kind of extended our season, but now we're in the playoffs. You got to win, even though it's game 15. And I'm sure the Eagles are taking the same approach, because they've got to win. They would need to win out to be able to win this, even if the Cowboys split the next two games.
All right, so Mickey, I asked this of somebody else earlier in the week. Obviously, Jason Garrett takes all the darts. If it's not Jason, then obviously they throw him at Jerry as well. Did you see anyone come out after they blitzkrieged the Rams and compliment Jason Garrett and how he got his team for, I guess, a game that they didn't have to win, but they needed that badly because of the morale, the way they were slipping and sliding away? Anyone credit Jason Garrett for that?
Not really. I don't think I saw it. You know, it was like, oh, boy, Kellen Moore out McVay'd McVay, right? Oh, boy, the Cowboys' defense, Rashard and Marinelli figured out how to fix that defense. But, yeah, nothing was really said or made a lot of Jason Garrett kind of keeping this team on an even keel and kind of pulling them out of that tailspin for one game. And again, I think everybody couched it as it's one game. And I understand that, because they haven't been consistent. So that's why I think this game is so important, not only to win the NFC East, but for their confidence, to continue to boost the confidence if they should win and go into the playoffs feeling good about themselves, and maybe get some people off the criticism train that has been following this team all season long. And I understand why. You know, when you lose three straight towards the end of the season, when you lose 7 out of 10, you're going to get criticized, and deservedly so. It's just weird how they've lost some of these games, and when you lose some games kind of in a strange way, and then sometimes you just get beat, and then it just kind of compounds your problems and compounded their record and why they were sitting there at 6-7 after 13 games in the season.
Anything else, Paul?
Nope.
All right, Mickey, and you know what? They have a chance to take care of business. The Rams game only would, I guess, help with confidence. Do you see, do players or teams gain momentum from something the week before? Is that, you would think that's the case. In some sports, it's like in baseball, someone once said, yeah, it's a matter of who's on the starting mound the next day or the pitcher's mound the next day. Do you see this as a launching mechanism or not?
If they win this next game, I do. And I think if they win this next game, David, I think that announces to the rest of the league, you better be watching out for the Dallas Cowboys. And I think even Troy Aikman said it in the broadcast Sunday, and I think he pointed out when they were up late in the game, he said, if this is the way the Cowboys are going to play, no one wants to face them in the playoffs.
All right. Thank you, Mickey. Mickey Spagnuolo with us, DallasCowboys.com at 4:30 on ESPN Central Texas. A couple of things. We'll update the state championship, Grandview and Pottsboro, 3A Division I. That game's in the third quarter. Mart earlier beat Hamlin 25-20. And guess what now? We just mentioned Richland Springs yesterday picked up their state record, ninth state title. There's a clump of four teams or so that have eight. Now Mart joins that number. And remember, 14 of their 25 players are sophomores that just won their third straight. They're going to remain in 2A Division II. They're not going anywhere. And 14 of their 25 players are sophomores. Rodrell Freeman, Paul, is a junior. Yeah. Biggest play in that game, Garrett, was the pick six, correct?
Absolutely.
Hamlin was up 18-14. Kid tried to throw the ball a little bit across the green. Gone. And that turned, it's not like that started a blowout. It was still 25-20, one heck of a football game. And Kevin Hoffman's emotions after that game were just why you watch it and you love it and coaches and what they do. It's 4:49. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Hi, this is Brad Sham. Stonewood Dental is your comfortable and remarkable home for a full spectrum of general dentistry starting at age 6 months. They feature a specialized treatment of TMJ pain known as bioaesthetics, the highest degree of bite correction treatment that relieves patients of pain and gives them the smile of a lifetime. From simple fillings to full cosmetic reconstructions, Stonewood Dental also specializes in oral or IV sedation, implants, and wisdom teeth removal. They accept most insurance policies, including Medicaid and CHIP, at Stonewood Dental in Robinson.
Hey everyone, it's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Belton and Harker Heights. The start of a new school year means that many kids out there are starting back into fall sports. And since football has already started, I thought it'd be a good idea to talk about some of the most common injuries. One of the most common injuries in football is a muscle strain or a pulled muscle, especially in the hamstrings or quads. So what do you do for it? What's after ice or rest? Well, a lot. In fact, I have a full report available on my website that walks you through the steps of recovery from both minor and major strains, and I'm making it available to you for free. To access your report, the five secret recovery steps of a muscle pull that only pro athletes know and use, simply go to my website at syntexrehab.com/SMP. That's syntexrehab.com/SMP, and you can download the full report for free. Remember, the recovery is more than just rest and ice, and pro athletes know that. Go to syntexrehab.com/SMP and download your free report today.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet, McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. It's a December employee pricing for everyone event at Jim Turner Chevrolet. Stop in today or visit us online at turnerchevy.com for the best year-end deal on your new Chevrolet.
Lockridge Priest is there for your business with the most reliable plumbing, HVAC, and electrical services in Central Texas. Our team is working around the clock for you so you can focus attention where it matters most, your business. LP is a family company. We want your business to join the family by trusting us with all your HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With Lockridge Priest, you handle your business, we'll handle the rest. Call one of our specialists today.
License number TACLA 28343C, TACLA 24360C, TACLA 283793C, TECL32275.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. City Tire and Battery specializes in alignments, brakes, tune-up, suspension work, and oil changes. Check them out at 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco. Earlier today, the Mart Panthers won their eighth state championship in football, the second most in UIL history, as they took down Hamlin 25-20 to take home the 2A Division II crown in Arlington. The win gives Mart their third straight state title for the first time in school history. Tonight, number one Baylor Volleyball begins their Final Four journey as they take on number five Wisconsin with a spot in the national championship game on the line. That gets underway at 6 on on ESPN. Today, head coach Ryan McGuire was named the American Volleyball Coaches Association's Coach of the Year. Baylor defensive lineman James Lynch is officially a unanimous All-American after receiving first-team honors today from the Football Writers Association of America. Lynch is the 10th player in Baylor history to earn unanimous All-American honors.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Grandview and Pottsboro in the third quarter. Grandview just had a long touchdown catch and run called back because of holding, 28-21, leading Pottsboro in the 3A Division I game. Last night, Refugio won. This morning, Mart did, or actually the game ended in the afternoon. They played each other earlier this year. Think about who Mart played in this year. Franklin, Holland, and Refugio.
Yeah, that's pretty dang good.
Every one of them's bigger, at least Division One or in the next level of what Franklin is.
Yeah.
And Refugio wins the state title. Franklin kind of ran out of gas near the end. They lost the die ball, and then I guess it was Crockett kind of ran them out as well, and they eventually got knocked out but by Whitney. And then the other game that we mentioned, Holland, they went as deep as they could go until they ran into Refugio.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of all this revolving information. The bowl games start tomorrow.
Yes. We'll have one of them.
I did
the
something.
The Gasparilla Bowl, I believe, on Fox.
The who?
The Gasparilla Bowl. You've been to Gasparilla.
Where?
In Tampa. You know, it's okay. That big thing. Yeah.
Maybe I have. I don't know. I've been to Busch Gardens.
It's one of Tampa's many street festivals.
What's the one that they have?
Gasparilla is the pirate one.
Yeah, I know, but there's one that they have when we'd go out to dinner. We'd go down and go to a cigar bar with my dad back in the day, and even, but it was a little place. It's kind of like West End. It was
in Ybor City.
Yeah, that's it. There you go.
Well, yeah, that's where they have like Cigar City and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's where we've been.
Yeah.
Now,
that's where Gasparilla is.
There's a bunch of bowl games to start tomorrow. I mean, how many are there? 33, 40?
Yeah. It's nuts.
I was asked, Jared Sandler asked me if I'd do a bowl pick'em this year.
Oh, so did Dylan Chapman. He's got one. It's a little cheaper than Sandler's.
Sandler's is like $50. Yeah. All right, and I'm not, you know, I don't gamble.
Yeah.
But this, I don't know if this is it considered what I'm doing gambling? Am I degenerate now? Because
No, you're just doing it.
I will bet against myself. I said, what the hell? How do you do bowl games when you have players who aren't going to play? How do you know?
Well, and here's the other thing is right now, 2 weeks out, for example, trying to pick Georgia and Baylor.
Oh.
Okay. Now, I would probably lean to Georgia. If I'm just picking straight up, I'm going to lean.
With the Charlie Brew, even though it's good.
Before I even get there, I'm just going to, before I even get to injuries.
Yeah.
You know, I'd probably lean Georgia because they've been in this spot before. But there are things that make me, because I've watched Georgia, that lead me to believe that Baylor matches really well up really well with this team. But Charlie Brew is hurt. Gary Bohannon will be coming back from injury. And Jacob Zeno's thrown two passes. So again, then I lean back to Georgia. And then there's things that you can't quantify in bowl season, especially now with, okay, Andrew Thomas is their left tackle. He is leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Baylor's best position is defensive line.
Yes.
So I know, listen, while Andrew Thomas is leaving, it's not like Kirby Smart is like, oh, I'll never have another one.
No, they don't have a guy that's like 5'10", 173 pounds.
He just pulls one pulls one off the assembly line.
Off the meatpacking company.
Yeah, and puts him out there. So it's really hard to pick. Okay, the Texas Bowl, which is next Friday night, right? Yeah, next Friday night.
Yes, Oklahoma State A&M.
Oklahoma State and A&M. Okay, Spencer Sanders, I don't know about him. Chuba Hubbard's there, so he's a factor. He's going to play. Tylan Wallace isn't there. A&M's, you know, you mentioned it last week on the show. They've lost to number one, number one, number one, number four, number 12. Okay. Oklahoma State, you know, is vulnerable on defense. Even though they're better on defense, they're still vulnerable there. But I don't know who's going to be more into this game.
Is Sanders playing?
I don't know. And then here's the other thing. I look at head coaches, guys who have, if you're going to give them 3-4 weeks to plan, you know, sometimes I'll just go, look, if you're going to give Nick Saban or a month, like, I don't like your chances, no matter who he's got on his roster. But I have the equal amount of respect for coaching acumen for Mike Gundy that I do for Jimbo Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I know. Like, so what, Garrett? I don't know how many bowl games there are, and I have to do those tonight because they start tomorrow, like in the afternoon. Will I go 50, will I go at least 500?
Ooh, I don't know. Yeah, because I think you know the game well enough. I think you can go at least 500.
Paul, 500 or better? Do I, will I get above 500?
I bet you you're going to hit 650. You're
going to, yeah. Man, yeah. I'll be happy with that.
You're going to hit 65%.
All right.
And then there's the other part of it is, you know, there are some bowl games of teams that I've not watched, nor would I ever watch.
Yeah, you know what you do? You got to go to Vegas to look at the odds because they know.
Here's the thing. If I went to walk-ons and that game was on, I'd be like, is there an NBA game on? Or?
Yeah. All right, coming up next, a couple of different interviews, both the Baylor-related. One of them is with Brian Newberry, the former Baylor football player who was hired this year by Navy to help them kind of turn things back around. They had won, 14 or 17 whatever straight against Army. Then they lost three in a row, and Army had kind of turned the corner. Navy beat them up pretty good in that great rivalry last Saturday. And the defensive coordinator had a lot to do with that. And Brian Newberry, Paul Catalina had a chance to visit with him, plus Matt Rhule on Truth Serum and Baylor. That's all next on ESPN Central Texas.
If you want the best wings and pizza in Central Texas with an energetic atmosphere, look no further than Wings Pizza and Things in Temple, a smoke-free family environment committed to serving fresh, made-to-order food. There are dozens of large-screen, high-definition TVs to watch everything in sports, including, of course, the NFL and college football. Wings Pizza and Things serves only top-quality, large wings with 16 flavors, including their new Rim Reaper. All sandwiches come with fries, tots, or side salad, and delicious New York-style pizza. Wings Pizza and Things, celebrating 13 years strong in the Temple Town Center on the Southwest Dodge and Loop in Temple.
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for 8 consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Cameron Autoplex with Employee Pricing Plus. Our Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles come wrapped in great deals, so there's something for everyone on your list. Like 28% off MSRP on Ram 1500s or 10,000 off MSRP on Ram 2500s. You pay what we pay only through the end of the year, so don't delay. Hurry in today. Make that short drive to Cameron and get employee pricing today. For the best selection and the best price, remember, it's always cheaper in Cameron.
This hunting season, head to Marksman Firearms in Killeen, where you'll find a huge selection of shotguns, rifles, scopes, and ammo. For info, go to MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
Hi, I'm Bambi Eskew, General Manager of Allen Samuels House of Travel here in Waco. We are local, and we are here to help make your travel and booking experiences carefree. Are you dreaming of the cool, wild beauty of Alaska? Why not let Royal Caribbean and Allen Samuels House of Travel take you there? Royal Caribbean offers incredible access to the coastlines of Southeast Alaska in combinations with a fully escorted journey into the country to explore the amazing wilderness, beauty, and wildlife of interior Alaska. With stays in the highest-rated properties available in Alaska, travel via domed rail cars, including deep tours into Denali National Park, scenic cruising at Hubbard Glacier, Royal Caribbean will offer you the best Alaska can offer, with concierge service to make your vacation seamless and spectacular. Come seek Alaska with Royal Caribbean today. If you're looking for more information, please contact Allen Samuels House of Travel by going to our website at houseoftravelwaco.com or call our office direct at 254-776-2560. You can also visit our Facebook and Instagram as we post great deals on the latest and best trips there. Allen Samuels House of Travel, where we'll make your vacation dreams a reality.
At UBO Business Services, we are proud to offer the highest level of customer experience in our industry. If your equipment malfunctions, your first line of support is our IT help desk. Our help desk team members are experts in IT and do nothing but solve equipment-related issues. 34% of service calls are solved remotely with an average call time of 8 minutes. Make a winning decision today and call Sean Hunt at 254-772-1600 and let him help your team win when it comes to office technology. And as always, go Midway Panthers.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. This segment with Baylor head football coach Matt Rhule is sponsored by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, serving Texans since 1952. Edward Jones Investments with John Maddox, Ben Erlinson, Brad Hill, and Brad Wilson, making sense of investments.
Baylor football coach Matt Rhule with me on National Signing Day. I've never been in the office of a head coach this early in the morning on National Signing Day.
How do you sleep the night before? I know you're kind of set, you know what's going on, but what's it like right now, this early in the morning?
Yeah, you know, we're just waiting on a couple kids, and there's a couple kids that are getting ready to make their decisions. It's a little different now because some of our top targets are not going to go till February. And so we really, really targeted this year where we didn't want to sign, you know, past years we signed everybody in December. And really because we were kind of coming off of not great years, we wanted to get it locked up. And now we're in play for some guys that, you know, we're excited about. So, but it's exciting. I mean, I think you get to know these young people and you understand that this, you know, this is a pivotal moment in their lives. Like they just signed a scholarship to, no matter how they turn out in football, to go to college and to get an education and to change their lives for the better. So it's exciting, but you know, we're also in special teams meetings right now in practice because we're trying to do a lot of things at once.
When you say you're going to have a chunk in February, is that a disappointment or is that something you kind of knew the plan was going to be that way?
No, we planned that. I mean, we and I think a lot of kids now, some kids are signing in December, some kids are saying, hey, I'm going to go ahead and wait. And I think now with everything's changing with the transfer portal and grad transfers and signing days that to not even have two scholarships, you'd like to have two scholarships even available after the spring, you know, where you put yourself in a position to make sure you have, you know, anybody comes open then. So we have a really good team and we have a nucleus built underneath it. So right now we're not really bringing people in saying, hey, we need you to play next year, though some do. We're saying more, hey, let's be really targeted about the future. So I think having four or five scholarships in for the February signing day is really important. And then hopefully having one or two maybe, for a pivotal transfer or something like that in the spring.
Can you imagine if when you arrived on this day 3 years ago, had there been an early signing period, how tough that would have been for you?
It would have been devastated, absolutely devastated. And, you know, I just don't think people ever realize – people, I think, maybe across the country do. I don't know if people here ever realize how close we were to the program going back 10 years. You know, how close we were to the program being, you know, hey, let's try to get to three or four wins. And, again, that credit goes to our staff for getting here and stabilizing some guys and not having them all leave. But, you know, we signed from December – what did I take the job? December 6th or 16th or something like
7th
that?
7th or whatever. Yeah.
From those 3 days of recruiting, but through January, we signed 29 guys, which, you know how hard it is to sign 29 guys? and not have, and it wasn't like when we got here, guys have been coming on visits and visiting games, you know, because of the situation in the previous May and the staff knowing that they're really lame. No one had really been here and visited, and the kids had all decommitted. So, it was a really unique time, and so we would not have signed those 29 kids if Charlie had signed in December of that year. You know, he would have been enrolled somewhere else. He wouldn't have been with us. So we're lucky for the timing.
Yeah, if you don't mind, how's he doing? How's Charlie?
Oh, he's good. I mean, he's just going through the process, and there's really no reason to rush him through it.
Okay, you get to the Big 12 championship. You're 11 and 2, and I guess initially everyone would have thought that because of that, this huge surge in who you sign or whatever. But you kind of have your method to your madness, don't you? That you're getting fits, the process. What else did I write down? The needs, the projection, and all that. That's all that matters to you.
Yeah, there's teams that are ranked really highly that are signing bad players. That just, in my evaluation eyes. And so, you know, we're not going to sign a lot of guys. So that obviously doesn't help, like, your ranking or whatever that word is. But I mean, we're signing good players. I mean, there's players that have a lot of stars next to them that I wouldn't take. Now, the other players I'd love to have, they're going to other schools.
Sure.
And there's players that are coming to us that I would love to have, that we're excited to have. So I don't pay attention to it. Not in a bad way, just in a, I really feel good about who we're signing. And I would say that this group of guys rivals anybody we've signed to this point.
And doesn't your track record legitimize that?
I don't need to be legitimized by anybody. I mean, I say that because I think, you know, there's probably always going to be a subset of people that are going to complain. If you're complaining on National Signing Day, then you really have issues, just for the record. Like, if you're complaining about commitment videos, you know, I got people complaining at me about, I mean, meanwhile, our creative team's going to go viral. I mean, literally, like, we're going to go viral for a positive thing at Baylor. And there's going to be people complaining. Not all of them. Some people love it and get it. But some people are going to complain. If you're complaining on National Signing Day, then you're just not truly one of us, because there's recruits are reading what you're writing. They're watching it. And I just think, you know what? Since I've been here, there's been a certain group of people that have never really been too excited about anything we've done, from the coaches I've hired to the people I've recruited to the uniforms that we had to anything. But they certainly are excited to put the 11 wins up. You know, so I don't worry about that. I worry about the people that have always been supportive. I worry about the people that are excited. I worry about the people that have our back, the people that came to the championship game, the people that'll be at the bowl. I worry about the true fans. And we know what we're doing. We've built a roster from the edge of collapse, and this might be our best group yet. So now with some guys later today, we have to wait and see how they do.
The puppets, that is, I thought it was hilarious, because I saw one of them, like long rangy, and this puppet. I mean, there's a puppet Seth Jones or whoever's bench pressing, and who came up with that? And I saw what you said. All that matters is the players. They love it.
Yeah, but
they love it.
The players don't just love it. ESPN loved it. National sports writers love it. Barstool loves it. I think by the time it's all said and done, there will probably be, for those videos, I don't know, 1 million to 2 million impressions. And just go back to 3 years ago when I got here. All anyone would talk about is, boy, ESPN hates us and these people hate us and da 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 da. Well, now they're sitting there on signing day, awarding our creative team for what they're doing, and who's complaining about it? Guy person here, person there. It is groundbreaking what our creative team has done. And
did you have anything to do with this?
No. I can't even pick out my outfits, man. You know, it's the same people they did. You know, when they did the schedule release, they did the Bob Ross video. Like, they are doing things at a high level. You know, it's Pat Clancy, it's Jordan Burgess, and it's Addison Skaggs. And they are amazing. It's to the point when Addison walks in and says, "Hey, coach, I have an idea." I'm like, "Just do it, whatever. Just do it." You know, and you know me, like I like to know every detail of everything. But they are so gifted and so talented, and really, I'm going to be honest with you now. They, second to the players, are so responsible for what's happened here, because at a time when, that's why I said this earlier, like, you can't ever forget where you were 2 or 3 years ago in terms of the perception of our program. Look at the perception now. And a lot of that is because of the videos they release to the fans, the videos they release to recruits, the graphics. I mean, they are on top of it. I don't even, like, James Lynch is an All-American. I only know that because I see it on Twitter, because no one calls me and tells me it. They do an amazing job of branding our program and putting a look and a perspective on it that's so different than everybody else. Go look at everyone else's signing day videos. It's a picture of the kid. It's a cool little rap song for 30 seconds or 5 seconds, and then it's their name. And we are way over here. And that, to me, is I think it's really cool. And I have so much. I hope we can keep these kids, because they are amazing at what they do.
What do you think some of the old school coaches would think about this today?
We were afraid to show Coach Snow. We were so afraid to show Coach Snow. He'd have been like, you know, Matt, that's what's wrong with recruiting nowadays. And I, you know, I respect that, and I get that, right? But I can't even imagine what, like, Coach Paterno would say. But, you know, at the end of the day, we don't want to, like, cater to and entitle young people. Like, we're not here to be like that. But this is creative. And you know what? We're living in a very creative society right now, and for us to be able to stand out on a day, just think about this. There's probably 300 schools signing kids today between 1AA, 1FCS, Division II, probably more, probably 400 or 500, and Baylor found a way to stand out. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, no, it is. It really is, and it's something that when others start to, like, pick at things like that, other fan bases, it's kind of like they would love it if it would have been theirs.
I've watched it today.
I thought it was hilarious. The bench press thing is incredible, and the long rangy, you know, it's so unique. And I'm an old school guy too, and I'm like, wait a minute. And then I started, bro, this is funny as hell. Yeah. This is, and it's all right. Your class, you got a couple of guys. And I know you can only say some things about those who have signed. Drake Dabney, his sister's a great volleyball player, and I was on a station in Austin where the co-host was telling me about his sister, how great athlete she is. That's a late flip, but the kid from Kentucky, and you went to other states as well. Your thoughts about this class as you know it right now?
I mean, I think we found guys that have a chance if they develop to be pros. We found guys that will fit into to Baylor. That'll be really key to what they do. And then with this new defense that we're in, we found guys recruited to that system for the first time. Like previously, now we've recruited to another system, and so coming in, getting James Sylvester, a big defensive lineman from Newton. I don't know who else is signed at this moment necessarily, so I'm trying to make sure I don't say the wrong guy. Yeah. But I know we got a couple guys like Brooks Miller and Will Garner. These guys are linebacker safety types that came to camp and ran 4.4. So they fit what we're doing. And you listen to people talk about our defense this year. They say, boy, we don't see anybody play so hard. Well, it's easy to look like you're playing hard when you're really fast. And so part of it for us is not going out and signing guys who have a ton of, necessarily production, though we want production. But there has to be a certain height, weight, speed component where they can fit into what we're doing now, because it's antithetical to everything we had done before. And so luckily our guys we recruited before have fit into it. But this is our first time going out and saying, okay, this guy can play that position and this guy can play that position. So I think the influx of guys on defense is really going to be important. And then I think having the ability to get Seth Jones, big time receiver that can come in.
He's got a personality.
Certainly has a personality. And getting Mose Jeffrey and Gavin Byers to come in. Mose will come in mid-year. And then we get this kid, Tay McWilliams, who I think is, I watched every kid. I thought he was the best back I've seen in my couple of years of being here in terms of his body type. I think he's going to come in the spring, and he's going to contend to play. So we got some key players at some key positions.
Rodney Webb, head coach at Rockwall. Team just lost to Duncanville. President of the Texas High School Coaches Association, and we've discussed this with you before. You put up a tweet, Baylor Football, about thanking the coaches in Texas. He then responds by saying, thank you, Baylor and Matt Rhule, for doing it and setting the standard on recruiting. What did that mean to you?
Well, first of all, I have a lot of respect for Coach Webb. And I have a lot of respect, he was president of the THSCA. I have a lot of respect for all the coaches in the state of Texas. And I think, when you're in Texas, you can't recruit and get the information you need and all those things if there aren't just countless dedicated coaches and assistant coaches and, basketball coaches and counselors. And so I only think it's appropriate to thank all those people. And I think that extends beyond the state. We go out of state for a kid. And, we go into a new town and people are helping us and working with us. So I just think it's really, really important for us to understand that we couldn't do our job if it weren't for the high school coaches and the people that work with those kids. And so, the THSCA introduced straight line recruiting a couple of years ago, which basically means, they understand that you have to recruit everyone associated with the kid, but there needs to be a straight line of information between the head high school coach and our staff. And so our staff wants to do that the right way because we believe in honoring that process because it is the right process. And so we try to do straight line recruiting at a high level and make sure that we are always, we're not going to sign a kid if his high school coach doesn't sign off on him.
Matt Rhule with me. I know you got things to do, but the day you were introduced here at Baylor at the Farrell Center, that night you watched a game at McLean Stadium, and on the sideline in that game, you met Jeff Traylor for the first time. Mm-hmm. I was standing right there because I've known Jeff for a long time. Mm-hmm. In his introductory speech, and we had him on the show yesterday, he said thank you to a lot of people. He singled out Matt Rhule at Baylor. And then, on top of that, the Texas High School Coaches Association and how you've embraced it and vice versa. What did that mean to you?
Well, first of all, I'm really excited for Jeff. And I think he's going to do a great job at UTSA. And I think part of our job, part of my job, I should say, as the head coach at Baylor University, one of the flagship universities for football in Texas, is to support the game at all levels. And so, you'll never hear me say a bad word about TCU, Texas, or Texas A&M. Because that's not my job is to support Texas football. And you'll see me support Division III football here. You'll see me support the junior colleges here. Obviously, I support high school football here, six-man, Pop Warner. If I see kids playing in the park, I'm going to tell them to keep playing football. And so what I want is I want all of Texas college football to be really, really strong. And I think UTSA is a great opportunity for someone to go in and really build a strong Conference USA team. And so I was really happy for him. But along the way, he's become a friend of mine because he does it the right way. He cares about his kids. You know, he coached Blake Lynch, mm-hmm. and he helped me kind of early on as I got to know Blake and tried to, you know, reach him and get him to be, you know, be part of our team at a high level. And, you know, he's worked at different places. He's worked at SMU during my time here. He's worked at Arkansas here. He's recruited against us. But I have the utmost respect for him, for his brother, who I know is joining his staff. And, you know, anything I can ever do to help him, because I know anything – if I ever asked him for something, I know he would do it.
Yeah, and that's to me that was – because he's worked at Texas, Arkansas, SMU, and he mentioned you. And I know how much he means. He told me about you sat down with him on the phone for many hours the week before Oklahoma – and did you hear about the $7 tie he bought at Ross to make sure he had the UT San Antonio the night before?
That's awesome.
He got the last second interview. All right. This is about National Signing Day. How much change when you walk in the door, a family, a living room, a field house or whatever, is there now when Matt Rhule walks in the door?
People are excited to be here. Like, you know, as you, again, it's not for everybody because we're, you know, we're so blatant about this is how we're going to do it and what we expect of you. But the, you know, like there wasn't a lot of waffling from kids. There wasn't a lot of late last minute, hey, these guys reached out to me. Most of our kids said, hey, you know what? I want to come and I want to be there and I know what to expect. And so, I just think that hopefully there's a credibility from a football perspective that maybe we didn't have before. You know, I think, you know, 7-6 is good, but, you know, 7 wins doesn't get you excited about going there. I think, you know, getting to 11 wins, being in the position that we're in, the position that we were almost in, you know, I think those things, I think those things have really excited people, and they say, okay, I can go there. And then I think when they see our kids, you know, go off and get drafted this year, you know, as you kind of, I think the last time we met, you talked about, you know, early on I would talk about developing pros. Well, we've developed pros, and so... I think kids are excited about that.
You did say this to me, that you don't recruit a guy unless you think he can play in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, very rarely would I ever take someone, you know, there's a couple positions, like quarterback, like I'll take a guy that maybe I know he'll be too short to be in the NFL, but he's just a dynamic playmaker, maybe tailback, but for by and large, you know, if there's 85 scholarship guys, you know, we're taking guys that we think have the potential, the traits, the whatever, to maybe be a pro, and it doesn't turn out for everybody. But, you know, more often than not, if kids walk in the door day one and they are focused on, I'm going to do what they ask me to do and I'm going to do it at a high level so that I can end up at this level, most of them have a shot to get there. You know, it's like our seniors right now. A bunch of them are a tremendous opportunity. I only wish I had one more year with them. I wish I could have had them for a full, you know, I wish I could have had some of these guys for 5 years because I really think that it would have been really, really special. They've been very special to me as it is. I'm just saying I would love to have Chris Miller one more year. I'd love to have Tech one more year. But it's their time to move on, play one more game, and it's someone else's turn to come in.
Last thing. I know your phone's blowing up.
It's going to blow up all day anyway.
The staff that you have, from even the creative to everything, can you try to explain the amount of energy and time into what today means or even what February will mean?
Oh, man. Even like, I'll extend that to our wives and kids. I mean, we had an official visit this week, and I think we had like 17 kids. I mean, you're talking about, you know, 48 hours of people working nonstop. You know, you walk by Morgan every day, my assistant, she's out there. Like I'm going home, and she's still here at night preparing for these visits, preparing for these. I mean, it's the academic work, the admissions work, our compliance department. It is thousands of hours to get to this point. And so it's nice, as you said, you know, I'll go back to your last question. Yeah, we do have more, you know, we do have more stick now, which is why we don't have to rush to sign everyone. The guys we signed today are the guys that we know can come in and help us take another step. Not just stay at the status quo, but take another step. But let me talk about a lot of hours and a lot of work by a lot of people. But that's what we have. We have really good people, and they've done things at a high, high level. So that's why today should be about the kids. Today should also be about the puppets, because I really think that, as silly as that is indicative of the fact that, like, when I got here, everyone thought, hey, you can only win at Baylor if you do it this way. That's not a credit to Baylor. You can win at Baylor 1,000 different ways, because Baylor is an elite place, and Baylor wins in women's basketball. They win in men's basketball. They win in volleyball. Good luck to our volleyball team in Pittsburgh. I mean, they win in every way because it's a place of excellence, and so We should be. We should be. Our creative program should be standing out. Our recruiting department should stand out. All these areas that we have all should stand out, because when you come to Baylor University and you walk in the athletic department as led by Mac Rhodes, and you walk in the football program as led by our coaching staff, there's a lot of people that are the very best at what they do, and they wake up every day trying to be even better than they were the day before.
Matt Rhule, Baylor football coach, on National Signing Day on ESPN Central Texas.
This is the Big Finish. It's the Big Finish event at Allen Samuels. Employee Pricing Plus is back. You pay what we pay. Plus, you keep all the rebates. New 2019 Ram Lone Stars. Get employee pricing plus up to $9,750 in rebates. And 0% for 60 or 1.9 for 72 financing is available. Employee Pricing Plus during the Big Finish event at Allen Samuels.
Come by. Let's be friends.
This is the Big Finish. It's the Big Finish event at Allen Samuels. Employee Pricing Plus is back. You pay what we pay. Plus, you keep all the rebates. Save thousands on new 2019 Jeep Cherokees or Jeep Grand Cherokees. Get employee pricing. Plus, keep up to $4,750 in rebates. Employee Pricing Plus during the Big Finish event at Allen Samuels.
Come by. Let's be friends.
Bonders Auto and Fleet Services provide complete service and repair on all domestic and most imports. Anything under the hood, Bonders Auto and Fleet Service is the go-to for your vehicle. At Bonders Auto and Fleet Service, they use quality parts. They're a NAPA care center, and they have a 12-month or 12,000-mile warranties available for your peace of mind. They also have free shuttle service for your convenience. Family-owned and operated. Go by and see BW Ponder and the whole gang at Bonders Auto and Fleet Service. Find them online at PonderAutoFleet.com.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here, and many of you realizing it's time to replace those old drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy five times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. at UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760, and be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
December is a time for reflection, family, mistletoe, and eggnog. It's also the best time to buy your new Kia at University Kia. The holiday sticker sales event is going on right now, and University Kia is making your wish list a reality. Naughty or nice, everyone who buys a new Kia in stock will receive a $500 Visa gift card, and that's on top of already great savings. Happy holidays from University Kia. University Kia. You'll enjoy our way of doing business. University-Kia.com.
The Oklahoma State Cowboys take on the Texas A&M Aggies. Head to NRG Stadium December 27th to make some big-time memories at the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl. Tickets are on sale now. Call 832-667-2390 or visit AcademyTexasBowl.com today.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Save big bucks on storage sheds and lawn furniture right now during the year-end inventory sale at Lone Star Structures. Learn more at LoneStarStructures.com. Earlier today, the Mark Panthers won their 8th state championship in football, the second most in UIL history, as they took down Hamlin 25-20 to take home the 2A Division II crown in Arlington. The win gives Mark their third straight state title for the first time in school history. Tonight, number 1 Baylor volleyball begins their Final Four journey as they take on number 5 Wisconsin with a spot in the national championship game on the line. That gets underway at 6 on ESPN. Today, head coach Ryan McGuire was named the American Volleyball Coaches Association's Coach of the Year. Baylor junior defensive lineman James Lynch is officially a unanimous All-American after receiving first-team honors today from the Football Writers Association of America. Lynch is the 10th player in Baylor history to earn unanimous All-American honors and the first since 2015.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Navy D
defensive coordinator and Baylor product Brian Newberry here with us on ESPN Central Texas. And coach, I would imagine coming off of, and you've been in football a long time, you played in rivalries when you were here at Baylor, but I would think that basking in the glow of a win over Army has got to be pretty unique when it comes to rivalry wins, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I tell you, you grew up watching that game. And I'd never been to that game. Obviously, never coached it. This is my first time. So you really can't. You can explain it to people, as I've had it explained to me before I actually coached in the game, what it feels like and what it means. And you really just you can't put it into words. I mean, it was just a great thing to be a part of. Obviously, winning the game makes it even better. But just being there and the pageantry and just for what it stands for, and it's football at its purest. And it was something I'll never forget.
We'll get into your history here at Baylor in just a second, but I do want to talk about your year at Navy and the quick turnaround. I mean, this is a team, Navy, that's done really well for a long time. Last year had a down year, brought you in at defensive coordinator. What was your key in getting it so quickly turned around on defense that, because of the way that they do play offense, was so complimentary and good this season?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's no option factor on defense, you know, and all the academies run the option for a reason, obviously. But you do want to have a niche on defense. And I think that's something that I kind of brought in. We're a little different. Try to be hard to prepare for, try to be aggressive. And that's not something they've done here historically. And so we restructured everything and we got our kids playing fast and they have fun playing in the system and try to be as disruptive as we can, but be smart at the same time. But, you know, we want to be different here, just like we are on the offensive side of the football. So we're kind of taking that offensive approach on defense of trying to affect the quarterback and the offensive line and just be a little bit different.
You have that option, though, that is, it can be a great equalizer when it comes to time of possession. You guys don't have to be on the mm-hmm. field as much. How much does yeah. that help a defensive coordinator, knowing that when your offense is rolling, you're probably yeah. only going to have to be on the field for a little bit?
Yeah, I know it helps a lot. You know, and there were times of the year where we possessed the ball a lot. There are certain times of the year where we scored quickly on offense, too. You look at the Malcolm Perry, a really explosive, dynamic player. And played probably more possessions this year than I thought we would, even though, I think our time of possession was 33 or 34 minutes a game, which is really good. So, yeah, it certainly helps. And it really, you know, our kids understand how important each possession is, understand how important, you know, obviously we place more emphasis on three and outs here than we have at other places, just because, you know, their possessions are going to be limited. And for us, a three and out, we treat that like a takeaway. So, yeah, it's something we talk about for sure, and we know we've got to maximize those possessions. And getting off the field on third down becomes so much even more important when you know that you're going to play limited possessions.
Today's National Signing Day, the way that you have to recruit at Navy, at any of the service academies, is so different. How have you adjusted to that? And because, again, you're not looking for just the best of the best. You're looking for the best of the best of the best when it comes to a service right. academy.
Yeah. Well, I think first and foremost, you're looking for character kids. They're going to fit here at the academy. And then we recruit here a lot like we did at Kennesaw State, the FCS program I was at prior, as far as you know, we may not get the tangible things we're looking for from the size perspective and those kind of things, but what we're trying to find is really, really good FBS type players, maybe in FCS bodies, that some of the big schools are going to pass on, those kind of things. And obviously we have to recruit on a national scale. I recruit Alabama, Mississippi, and part of the Panhandle of Florida. So we've got to cast a really broad net. But you know, the kind of kid we're looking for is has the intangible things that you want a football player, obviously. And so that's the priority number one, and priority number two is just finding really, really good players that might not fit the profile of some of the big FBS schools are looking for.
Now, you were here at Baylor at a pretty interesting time. From what I've gathered, you were on the Alamo Bowl team, which was the last bowl team for 16 mm-hmm. years, and then you kind of crossed over Chuck Reedy and Dave Roberts. As a person who has, you know, chased coaching as a discipline, how did those years as a player that were so different at the beginning and the end affect you, and what did you learn from that?
Well, I was actually part of Grant Taft's last recruiting class. So my freshman year was Coach Taft's last year. And then I had Coach Rudy for the next four. And, you know, not a lot of people in Central Texas probably remember my name because I didn't have much of a playing career there at Baylor. Torn Achilles tendon in the spring of my freshman year. That was a two-year recovery deal, and then in the process had some coaching changes and things like that. So my playing career was a special teams guy and a backup safety. But, you know, I had a great experience at Baylor. Played for three different coordinators and four different position coaches in my time there. So learned a lot of different things, and I went through some adversity that, you know, kind of shaped who I am as a person and a coach. And, but overall, great experience at Baylor. You know, a lot of love for that place, obviously.
What did, even though you had a short time with him, I mean, he recruited you and you had that year with him, what did Coach Taft mean to you in your life and your coaching career?
Yeah, so I was an 18-year-old freshman. You know, Coach Taft was there for that one season. My relationship with Coach Taft developed more so after I was done. He was still in Waco and got an opportunity to do some work at his lake house with him, and I really got to know him then. Did some stuff with the AFCA for him, and really he mentored me and helped me early on with some advice and helped me with some job opportunities early on, and I still stay in touch with Coach Taft. So very impactful. Obviously he's a legend in this profession, and just a great human being. So much respect for him, and even nowadays if I've got an opportunity that comes up and I need advice, I won't hesitate to try to reach out to him.
Have you been able, I know you've got your own things to do on Saturdays, but have you been able to follow what Coach Rule has done here at Baylor and how he's turned it around so quickly?
Yeah, I have. You know, I don't know Coach Rule, but super, super impressed with what he and his staff have done there. I mean, it's a remarkable, remarkable turnaround. You know, and the impressive thing is he's doing it the right way. And so, yeah, really fired up for those guys, and obviously I'm a big fan. So really encouraged and happy to see them get that thing back going in the right direction.
Last question for you before I let you go. You know, when you're a coach and you move around a lot of people shape your journey. How often do you find yourself, you know, pulling on those lessons of Coach Taft or some of the other guys when you're making a game plan or just coaching out on the field during practice that you hear their voice in your head kind of coming through?
Yeah, I think, you know, as a coach, you kind of take bits and pieces of you know, coaches that you've worked with or played for, and you try to figure out what you do, what you want to do and what you don't want to do, and who you want to be and who you don't want to be. And so there's certainly coaches that leave an impact, an impression on your life, and you try to emulate them in certain regards, along with just being yourself. But, you know, it's like I said, I was a young person when Coach Taft was around, so the X's and O's part of college and high school, I really don't remember much of. What I remember are the kind of people that I was around and that they made on me as a person, you know, and the life lessons I learned from those kind of people.
Brian Newberry, defensive coordinator at the U.S. Naval Academy, here with us on ESPN Central Texas.
It's time now for today's Baylor Sports Beat, your daily dose of green and gold. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, everybody. It's time for a check of Baylor Athletics on the Thursday afternoon Baylor Sports Beat. Coming up, another national honor for Baylor Volleyball, playing in the NCAA National Semifinal tonight in Pittsburgh. Details straight ahead on today's Baylor Sports Beat.
This is the Big Finish. It's the Big Finish event at Allen Samuels. Every new 2019 and all new 2020s are deeply discounted for this huge end-of-the-year event. And there's more. Employee Pricing Plus is back. You pay what we pay. Plus, you keep all the rebates. It's the best Christmas present ever. Finish big. Employee Pricing Plus during the Big Finish event from your friend in the car business. Allen Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. This is Ben Erlinson, your Edward Jones financial advisor, and I can help. Call me at 254-759-8533 or visit me at 100 North 6th Suite 901. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Hi, this is Jan. Thanks for calling Toyota.
I heard Toyotathon is on.
We've got great year-end deals on Camry, RAV4, Tundra, Highlander, and more.
Do you hear that?
Yep, that's my mom. I'm home for the holidays, and she likes eavesdropping on my calls like she used to.
What was that again about year-end deals?
Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
But hurry. It all ends January 6th. Bring your mom.
Toyota. Let's go places. Participating dealers only. Offers end January 6th.
Now, back to today's Baylor Sports Beat. Here again is the voice of the Bears.
And back on today's Baylor Sports Beat, congratulations to Baylor volleyball coach Ryan McGuire, named today the 2019 AVCA Division I National Coach of the Year. Coach McGuire has his team at 29-1 on the season, making their first appearance in the Final Four. Coming up tonight, it is Baylor versus Wisconsin, a rematch of a match earlier this season. Here is Baylor volleyball coach Ryan McGuire on the rematch with the Badgers.
It is a game at a time. We have seen them before, so you know there's both that balance of we know we can beat them because it's been done, but the same extent, each time you play a team, it's going to get harder and harder to do that. You know, so we'll probably look at it kind of like conference where you play everybody twice, and so both teams have been making adjustments. You know, they've gone through all of their conference, we've gone through all of our conference with Wisconsin, and we're both doing some things better than what we were definitely back in September. We're also doing some things different. So we got to address those. They got to address those for us and get out there and play.
Baylor, Wisconsin volleyball tonight, a national semifinal game in the Final Four from Pittsburgh, 6 p.m. on ESPN television. The second semifinal matching Minnesota and Stanford follows. The national championship match in the Final Four for volleyball is Saturday at 7 p.m. Also, Baylor football has finished off an early recruiting period with 12 signees. Details on the web at BaylorBears.com. Baylor basketball, 91-63 winner over UT Martin last night in Houston, while the Lady Bears won big over Arkansas State in the Farrell Center, 111-43, a game highlighted by an NCAA record, 14 three-pointers by Baylor senior guard Juicy Landrum. And that's today's Baylor Sports Beat. More tomorrow. I'm John Morris.
A championship decision is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. Their 94% first-time fix rate leaves their Compeer Service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 254-772-1600. That's UBO Business Services.
All right, update from the state championship game, Class 3A Division I. Grandview 42 and Pottsboro 28. Pottsboro, with about just over 3 minutes left, has the ball in Grandview territory after a pretty nice long kick return. Tonight, Gunner and Paul Pewitt, 14-1. They'll kick off at 7. The game right now is on the alternate Fox Sports Southwest station. It's not on, I think, the NBA game tonight, maybe with the Mavericks or something.
By the way, I did pick against Paul Pewitt because of a petty difference I had with their old coach 14 years ago.
Well, he's not there anymore, Paul.
Well, look, the guy didn't send me a roster.
I know, that's...
I'm not, like, again, so now...
You know what happened to me earlier this year with Westfield? Mm-hmm. Their head coach is Matt Meekins, and his brother, Corby, was on the Texas staff. I think he was reassigned or...
Yeah, he's reassigned.
Yeah. So, I contact coaches midway plays. Mm-hmm. As soon as I know, usually during the year, you know who they're going to play, so I do it on Saturday at about 11 o'clock in the morning, about the mm-hmm. time that they... They've already been in the field house, maybe some of them for longer times, but I send a night because Standard been doing this for years. There's only been one school ever that never responded to me, and it was Duncanville, Reggie Samples. But what happened was it Reggie Samples? Midway played against it. It was. It would have been Samples.
You talked to an assistant that week, didn't you?
Well, he hit yes, and so the assistant was going to give me stuff. Never got back to me. He gave me his cell phone number. You want to feel like about an inch tall? So we did the game. I got scouting reports, and I went online, which I don't like to do that. And I had a friend of mine who had done like South Lake Carroll against them or Plano East or whoever. So I sent Coach Samples an email after the game's over. Midway won the game. Yeah. It was up in Duncanville. Beat them, I think, both. Maybe not the next year. I don't know, but... And I was like, it's never happened. Not even the most gamesmanship of old school coaches. It's never happened. He said, yeah, the assistant coach that normally does that, well, he didn't drop the ball. His like grandmother passed away.
Mm.
And because it's never happened. So I heard Matt Meekins was not going to send me anything. So I sent him a text just straight up blunt. listen, I didn't send him a blunt. I just straight up, I said, Coach, I've been told I'm maybe wasting my time. Even the broadcasters for TSRNSports.com that do their games, they were kind of playing games with me, which makes no sense because Lynn Michaels is better than that. And I just laid it out. Hey, I need it. This is what I do. We don't do this. We don't walk in the door of the roster with little check marks next. This is what we do. And I said, if you can't send it, just let me know. I'll send you a Smokey.com hoodie. He called me immediately. It wasn't because of the hoodie. I just think that there are guys that kind of have that kind of mentality. And I think maybe just me having the, you know what, just to say, I don't give a damn if you send it or not, but I'm going to at least get my word in, right?
Yeah. No, that...
But who was the coach? It was not Reggie Crum, though. It was the one that you were... Brian Huckabee.
He was an older fella. Yeah.
Good dude, though.
I mean, we talked to... I actually got him on the phone. I said, Coach, I just need a roster. And I said, if you want to circle the starters, like, if you just want to circle the starters, I said, you don't have to give me a, you know, I just need your 22 starters and the kicker and the punter. And he said, "Oh, I've never done that." I said, "What do you mean you've never done that?" He said, "I don't like to give them out." And I said, "Coach, I'll just let you know. I live in Waco. The coaches are in Mahia. I will talk to them on the phone a couple times this week to go over their stuff, but maybe for 10 minutes total, like 20 minutes with the head coach. I don't spend a lot of time with him, and I won't." I said, if you want to send me that stuff, I said, I even told him, I said, I talked to him I talked to the coordinators on Monday mornings, and I talked to the coach on Tuesday morning. I said, if you want to send it to me on Thursday, I don't care.
Yeah, but just, I said, but I just need it. To it. Me. Yeah.
He's like, I don't do that. And so I gave him every opportunity. I called, I tried to get, man, I didn't know. I didn't pull the, oh, hey, look at Pottsboro.
Pottsboro just scored with 2:21 left, so there's still life.
But I didn't pull the, I'm going to call the principal or superintendent trick. I didn't know that, but I was to the point, I got stressed out, and then eventually Coach Wigginton and the staff sent me the starters. They just couldn't get a roster. Like, the scouts wouldn't give the scouts a roster at the game.
The game the week before.
Yeah. So you don't want them to know their names?
Yeah. You know, there's some coaches that Brian Huckabee was one on Players of the Week, and there are some, like Temple, Scott Stewart's told me. It's just not a big deal. It's not something that they really care about, stuff like that. And it drives me nuts because Temple's a major part of what we do, and we have their games and just trying to get nominations, but there are some programs. Scott's not being distant. It's just he's told me up front we don't really care about stuff like that. So a lot
Crawford.
Of times when we –
Crawford.
Yeah, Delbert Kelm. You know what, though? Delbert emailed me the other day.
Are you sure it was him?
No, it wasn't him.
Okay.
I got an email from Delbert Kelm. Normally when I ask for the end of the year, all Central Texas faxes it to me.
If you – got an email from Delbert Kelm, because clearly there's an email address
to him.
He has that somebody else answers. But if you got one from him, I would be concerned that it said, hello, my name is Delbert Kelm. I'm in Nigeria. I need $6 million. I have $6 million. If you give me your bank account number, I'll put it in there.
Yeah, and the Social Security number. But I got, and that stunned me that I got an email from Delbert Kelm.
By the way.
And it was somebody else that said it.
By the way, does nobody know that the Nigerian prince, the thing they're asking you to do is launder money?
Yeah.
Like, hey, listen, you can have this money.
We ought to do this one day. We ought to start a segment. What was the top five spam email today?
Oh, I wonder.
I think it could be.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to get health things and health items. You're going to get the Nigerian prince.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get many things that say, like, for example, your email is jammed and you need to send back your password to, you know.
Yeah, I get a lot of those.
There's the onside kick, and it's loose, and it goes out of bounds.
Because I've been on a lot of dating websites, I get a lot of weird stuff from foreign countries about, you know, essentially.
I got to ask you about this.
Ordering a wife.
Has Anna Kournikova ever responded to one of these things for you?
Not well. She's with Enrique Iglesias, so I've got.
I know, but Anna Kournikova.
He's going to have to really let himself go if she's going to.
But an Anna Kournikova like lookalike.
No, what's funny is so I get occasionally I will get something from a date like a. You know, Latvianbrides.com. No, I'm like, I don't answer it. But because I've been on some dating websites, you know, there's spam. And it's like, hey, you know what? Have you not had luck with Match.com? Well, Latvianbrides.com is much better. Like,
you know.
Will they give you a coupon code for if you want a blonde or a brunette?
You can call, like, and what you do is you get on these things and you FaceTime with these women who don't really speak that much English, who are desperate to get out of Latvia because it's freaking cold, and they want to live here.
That's what happens when we get the comedian in. We get the comedian in the studio, and Paul, like, goes.
I'm telling you, I've gotten some weird ones. Weird.
I've gotten a few things of direct messages from, on occasion, some people on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter. You get some weird ones on Twitter.
All right, 540.
I like the way the grammar is like, hello,
yeah,
good-looking person.
Yeah.
I like you, follow.
All right, 2:15 to go in Grandview and Pottsboro. Pottsboro's out of timeouts. Onside kick, it got a pretty good bounce, but it went out of bounds, so Grandview will have 2nd and 7. We'll update you when we come back on that. Grandview's up 7 earlier today. Mark won their 8th. State championship, 25-20 over Hamlin. And when we come back, Days on Earth, this is ESPN Central Texas.
For 75 years, Pioneer Steel and Pipe has been the number one provider of structural pipe ranging from half inch to 24 inch in diameter. They can handle all your fencing needs. They also carry square tubing from 1/2 inch to 6 inches for weekend warrior projects, such as deer stands and ornamental iron jobs. If you need purlin, tubing, beams, weld plates, H-braces, bench posts, culverts, or metal building supplies, Pioneer Steel and Pipe has the largest inventory of those products in Central Texas. Pioneer Steel and Pipe, with locations in Waco and Bryan, and at pioneerboys.com.
Honey, look what I found in the attic.
Oh, wow.
Hi, my name is Teddy Ruxpin.
It still works. Oh, my first iPod, it held 1,000 songs.
I wanted one of those.
Well, you know what I want this year? This holiday season, get all the tech you want with the savings you want at Nissan's year-end sales event. Get in today and save big on Rogue with available Safety Shield 360 technologies. Now, save up to $3,000 or get 0% financing for 60 months on the 2020 Nissan Rogue. Shop ChooseNissan.com. Hurry, offers end soon. Nissan, innovation that excites.
For well-qualified buyers, $3,000 on 2020 Rogue consists of $2,500 cash back and $500 holiday bonus cash. $1,667 per month per 1,000 financed for 60 months on 2020 Rogue. Must finance through NMAC. Take delivery from new dealer stock. Safety Shield 360 technologies available on 2020 Rogue SV SL Platinum trims. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details. Offers end 1-2-20.
The holidays are upon us, and it is the season of giving. Now is your chance to give double with D'Amore Fine Jewelers. From now until Christmas Eve, D'Amore Fine Jewelers will donate a generous portion of each purchase directly to Toys for Tots. So shop this holiday season at your local family-owned D'Amore Fine Jewelers and give the gift of Christmas to a child in need. At D'Amore Fine Jewelers on West Waco Drive.
At Community Bank and Trust, we continue to add new and improved features to our mobile and digital banking systems. Our new person-to-person payment system allows our customers to instantly send money to friends and family, no matter where they bank. Customers using our debit card just log in online, input the friend's cell phone number or email address, and the money will be sent P2P to them. With Community Bank and Trust, enjoy state-of-the-art banking anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
The Real Texas Gun Show, Saturday, December 21st and Sunday, December 22nd at the Bell County Expo Center, where small mom-and-pop vendors share the floor with large dealers that buy, sell, and trade firearms. The vendors are some of the most reputable in the state of Texas, and a variety at the show makes it extensive. The Real Texas Gun Show has more than just guns. You'll also find prepper survivalist supplies and equipment, hunting gear, fishing gear, camping supplies, collectibles, and much, much more. The Real Texas Gun Show, Saturday, December 21st from 9 until 5, and Sunday, December 22nd. From 10 to 4.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Craig Smoke with an ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Save big bucks on storage sheds and lawn furniture right now during the year-end inventory sale at Lone Star Structures. Learn more at LoneStarStructures.com. Earlier today, the Mark Panthers won their 8th state championship in football, the second most in UIL history as they took down Hamlin 25-20 to take home the 2A Division II crown in Arlington. The win gives Mark their third straight state title for the first time in school history. Tonight, number 1 Baylor Volleyball begins their Final Four journey as they take on number 5 Wisconsin with a spot in the national championship game on the line. That gets underway at 6 on ESPN. ESPN. Today, head coach Ryan McGuire was named the American Volleyball Coaches Association's Coach of the Year. Baylor junior defensive lineman James Lynch is officially a unanimous All-American after receiving first-team honors today from the Football Writers Association of America. Lynch is the 10th player in Baylor history to earn unanimous All-American honors and the first since 2015.
SportsCenter, every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Ran out the clock and wins back-to-back state champions 42-35 over previously unbeaten Pottsboro. Grandview's only loss was to Whitney this year. All right, and tonight, Gunner and Paul Pewitt. Tomorrow, La Vega. Earlier this week, we had Don Hyde, La Vega football coach, La Vega and Carthage, 11 o'clock, Pleasant Grove, Wimberley, and then Denton Ryan, Shadow Creek. Those are the three games tomorrow. Mart winning again today, 25-20. Eighth state title, one behind the all-time record set yesterday by Richland Springs of 9. All right, days on earth. Benjamin Franklin in 1932, under the name of Richard Saunders, begins publication of Poor Richard's Almanac.
I wonder if that's what he told French prostitutes his name was, so they didn't know.
He spelled almanac weird.
That's how they spelled it.
Yeah, that's how they spelled it.
Oh, okay. In 1776, that's a pretty good year in this country, right? Thomas Paine published the first American crisis essay, beginning, "There are the times that try men's souls." 1843, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens is published. 6,000 copies were sold. How many downloads of Matt Rule now? Go look at, Paul. I know earlier it was just over 1,000. 1910, the first U.S. city ordinance requiring white and black residential areas in Baltimore. 1917, the first ever NHL game played on artificial ice in Toronto.
Almost 1,200 now.
All right. Adolf Hitler in 1941 took command of Germany's army. That aged well. 1950, General Eisenhower named the commander of NATO. Chinese invasion in 1950 of the Tibet forces. The Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, forced him to flee.
Hey, still not been back.
Where is he?
He lives somewhere close to that. I can't remember where he is, but like, or maybe he is in Tibet. I can't remember. He was in exile for a while, but yeah.
1958, the first ever radio broadcast from space, U.S. President Dwight D. Eisenhower's Christmas message. The first Liberty Bowl game. It's in Memphis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Penn State beat Alabama in 1959, 7-0. Nelson Rockefeller sworn in as Vice President of the United States in 1974. Was that after Nixon was gone?
Yes, he was Ford's vice president, yeah.
1983, the original FIFA World Cup trophy, the Jules Rimet Trophy, stolen from the headquarters of the Brazilian Football Confederation in Rio de Janeiro. In 1986, Michael Sergio parachutes into Shea Stadium during Game 6 of the World Series, sentenced to 100 years, 100 hours of community service. A U.S. House of Representatives votes to impeach Bill Clinton.
Yeah, 21 years almost to the day.
21 years to the day. U.S. Electoral College votes 304 to 227 to nominate Donald Trump for president. That's in 2016. And in 2018, a year ago, the Rockets set an NBA single-game record, hitting 26 threes, and Jussi Landrum wants to break that record, too.
In 1924, Doug Harvey, Canadian ice hockey defenseman, 100 greatest NHL players, was born in Montreal, Quebec. In 1926, Bobby Lane, College and Pro Football Hall of Fame, Texas Sports Hall of Fame, was born in Santa Ana, Texas. He died in 1986, just 60 years old. In 1943, Walt No Neck Williams, professional baseball player for the White Sox, was born in Brownwood. He died in 2016. In 1957, Kevin McHale, Boston Celtics great.
Coat hanger shoulders.
Yes. And kind of mediocre coaching career, but he was a great player.
Fantastic as a player.
Yeah. 1961, Reggie White, one of the greatest defensive ends of all time. Born in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He died in 2004 of sleep apnea. So again, if you're having trouble sleeping, take it from me. Go get checked out. Chris Angel, 1967, American magician, illusionist, kind of a creepy dude. But have you ever watched Chris Angel, Smokey? Do some
I
of
have,
this stuff?
Yeah, a little bit.
He's kind of weird.
Yeah.
In 1969, Santana Dotson. Happy birthday to the Baylor great NFL defensive tackle. He was born in New Orleans. In 1972, Alyssa Milano, one of my first celebrity crutches from Who's the Boss. She's now she's not doing as much acting as she is being an activist. She was strangely at the Brett Kavanaugh hearing. I thought that was kind of weird.
She's one that for some reason shows up in my timeline, and it's not because I follow her. It's because somebody else I follow must follow her.
Yeah, yeah. Retweets her. Yeah. 1972, Warren Sapp, NFL Hall of Fame defensive tackle. In 1980, maybe one of the best players you've ever seen play. In 1980, Jake Gyllenhaal, American actor. Bet you liked that movie Jarhead he did, Smokey.
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah, that was a good one. Nightcrawler is one of my favorites of his. It was really good.
Those who died on this date, Michael Clark, drummer from the Byrds, dies of liver failure at 49 in 1993. 1997, Jimmy Rogers, blues musician. Muddy Waters Band died at 73. James Bevel, American civil rights activist, Southern Christian Leadership Conference, direct action, died of cancer at 72. And Kim Peek, a prodigious savant and inspiration for the 1988 film Rain Man, she died in 2009. Thanks to James Lynch. Great stuff with that, Paul. And Brian Newberry from Navy. Mickey Spagnuolo, comedian William Lee Martin. Cowboy Bill on Twitter. That's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Hippodrome. Meet and greet at 6. And then also thanks again to Garrett Ross. Paul Catalina, I'm David Sloan. Thanks to Lark Smith. Thanks to Kevin Hoffman as well. The Mark Panthers win it all. Grandview wins it all. And tonight we'll see what happens between the game, who is it? It's Paul Pewitt.
Paul Pewitt and Gunner.
And Gunner. I'm David Smoke. Thank you for listening. Whenever you do, however long it might be, we're live at Boozer's Jewelers tomorrow. This is ESPN Central Texas.